good morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Mm-hmm. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Oh, a lot of show planned. Ozzy, the great Oswaldo, is going to review the Shaggy Dog. Saw the latest Disney movie. Surprise, surprise. Everyone's sitting down. He's in the kitchen. He's eating. He's spreading the green mayonnaise all over the green bagels and then washing that down with some green Gatorade. And here's my whole thing with the green. I don't like it. I like St. Paddy's Day. But let me say this. Cinco de Mayo, we don't color everything brown. Mm. Do you know what I mean? What's with the green? Well, I understand.
It's got some severe repercussions, too. As I know from days in Chicago, you drink that green beer. When it comes back out, it comes out green, and that's no jive.
I've never done that. I told Dave yesterday, who lived in Chicago for a number of years in his 20s, I said, I never drank a green beer. I won't do it. I don't like it. He said, oh, if you live in Chicago, you have to.
I mean, really, when you go to the bars, you can't do anything. Yeah, the river is, in fact, Kelly green. Like, you think it's not. It's amazing. It's as though you're seeing things. Yeah, like, the tint is off on your TV.
It's really weird. This country has a lot of range. Like, well, we just don't have money for education, but we can dye rivers green. No problem. We can pull it off. It works just fine.
And yeah, and then it just goes back. To the regular brown color.
Well, the point is, and Rachel, I'll let you jump in a second here. I don't like it when people take the cream cheese that's going on the bagel and color it green. I know it's just harmless food color. Who cares? I don't like it. It bothers me. It's green cheese. And by the way, that is the one color you do not want anything that ends with the word cheese being. It's just weird to me. I get it.
I hear your noise. We'll celebrate. I agree with this. Yeah,
thank you.
But it just doesn't look very appetizing.
Yes. But I like a Shamrock Shake.
Oh, you do?
I love those McDonald's Shamrock Shakes.
Ooh la la,
Mint is a very underutilized dessert flavor. And underappreciated. Mint ice cream is delightful, and a Shamrock Shake is just a melted. It's like you bought a thing of mint ice cream, got high, and left it in the car.
Mint chocolate.
That's how they should describe it. It's as if you got high, passed out, and your ice cream melted in the car. But what a delightful concoction it turns into.
I love it. I can't drink them anymore because I'm lactose intolerant. But man, when I was a kid, so good.
I got to tell you this. I don't have any lactose intolerance. But if I did, I would use it to my advantage. I would use it like Popeye uses his spinach. Which they dye green around here, I hear. I would keep one of those little wedges of cheese tucked in my cheek at all time. And if I was going on a road trip or car ride or Kimmel was giving me some trouble or his cousin Sal was breaking gas around the office, I would chomp down on it. Like emergency defense fund, and it just start gassing up the place.
Methane man.
That's right. I would chomp down on it. Would that happen to you?
If you drank
a Shamrock Shake.
Oh, man.
Really?
Well,
gassy?
I mean, we could find out.
I'd like to find out.
I mean, they only sell them on
if you drank,
right around
if you
this
drank
time of year.
A glass
of, today.
If you drank a glass of milk right now.
I mean, I would volunteer for the experiment if I was not certain that it would be the most painful experience.
Really?
Like, I would probably...
For you and us, or just you?
For both. Like,
really?
I would be bent over in pain.
Would you be easy pickings?
With the sweating?
Would you be gassy? Or would you... I mean, there's a difference between, you know, being gassy
sweaty.
And then just having your stomach tied up in knots.
So sweaty right now.
Gassy?
Gassy. Sorry, I know you asked the question. I was just going over it.
I mean, would it work? Would my strategy work with this?
Yeah, probably. But I don't think it would be quite as instant as you would like.
Take an hour? How long would it take?
No, it could be anywhere from 5 minutes to half an hour.
Well, so be it. If it's a decent road trip we're on, I would still use it to my advantage.
Yeah,
yes.
But you would probably end up having diarrhea in your pants, Adam.
A more formidable weapon, I would argue. Although if it's too runny, you can't throw it, I've found. That's me. But I'm working on a special glove. All right. What the hell are we talking about besides diarrhea and green stuff?
And mint shakes.
And mint shakes.
We got some from McDonald's yesterday.
I could take like a little taste of them. They're so good.
They're marvelous.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Creamy and green.
I will finish off an entire mixshake and blow a little wind your direction. I'll just let you take it in that way.
Adam, that's so... You're just a giving...
You know, I'm old-fashioned.
You're a giving person.
I was raised in a different time.
Gallant.
Yes. All right, we're going to check in with it. We're going to Tom Bergen's, which is up the street. We got a guy by the
name
of...
That's my bar.
Is that your place?
That's my local drinking hole.
Oh, it is. I didn't know that.
It has been for some time now. Yeah, they hang shamrocks on the wall. That's how Irish they are. If you have 15 beers there, then they give you a shamrock with your name on it. Mine's been hanging for years.
I'm not sure I want to go anywhere that Dave calls his hole. But
Road Rage Eddie is over there. The guy's a little temper. We'll see if we can explain. Road Rage Eddie?
What's going on? Hi, Adam. Yeah, I'm here, you know, I'm here right in front of Tom Bergen's now because I was driving down Fairfax. You know this area, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm driving out there, and there's traffic already. It's 6 in the morning, and I'm going, what is going on? I mean, usually, I leave my house, I have to be in work at 9:30, so I give myself 3.5 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I come here, and there's traffic already, and so I'm in front of Bergen's, and there was people lined up. They were blocking the road, Adam, because they're getting into Bergen's. I can't believe it. What are they doing up at 6 in the morning?
I can't believe it.
I mean, they're blocking the road. So now I'm going to find out what the heck it is. I just pulled up in front of here. There's people out there. Hey, get out of here.
Are you out front?
I'm out of my car. Now I'm walking out to out front. I cannot believe it.
Now, you drive the Prius with the Greenpeace sticker? Is that your rig?
Yes. Because I want peace. Yeah. My psychiatrist told me that I should give out peace because I've been all kinds of workshops and everything to try to get my anger. Now there I am. I'm out front of Bergen's right now.
All right.
Can you get inside?
Can you go in? Is it open?
It's open.
Yeah.
It's 6 a.m. today.
Yeah. People are drinking already here.
Quite a service they provide.
Yeah, people are here already.
All right, and people are getting drunk already. Let me ask this, and I don't know if you guys know the answer. Are people taking the day off work?
You want me to ask somebody?
Yeah, ask somebody, yeah. Because, I mean, if you're having...
The Adam Carolla Show, are you taking off work today?
No.
You're not. You're working here.
Even
He's
better.
Hey, guys, are you taking off work today? I'm at the Adam Carolla Show.
Well... We didn't set up any real meetings anyway.
I mean, people
are...
You're
taking off work? More or less.
So people are having a few pops and going into work?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, it's a little bit better, yeah, when you take the day off then to get loaded and then go to work.
We're not allowed to do that?
No, why? Are you already drunk? Oh, my goodness.
No!
Unbelievable. So this is what I'm dealing with. People taking off of work to get drunk at 6 a.m. I just walked outside again, Adam. I mean, there's Irish music in there, and that kind of music, it just bothers me because it's got this lilting thing to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sort of lilts. It never goes anywhere. Do you know what I mean? It never goes anywhere.
No, I know. It just keeps going in a circle.
It goes, you know what? You speak beautifully, Adam. It keeps going in a circle like my life. Oh, here come two more guys walking down the street. It looks like they're going to the bar because they got that green on. And what is with the green anyway? That's the color of my vomit, Adam, whenever I have a bad evening and everybody's wearing this color. Should I ask these guys?
Yeah, go ahead and ask them.
Hey, guys, are you taking off work today to go into Bergen's?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just nod at me and say, yes, we are, like I'm a nobody.
Wow, all right. Road rage.
Yes. Yeah, and my psychiatrist, sir, are you going into Bergen's? Are you taking off work? He just nods at me.
No respect. Road rage, just try to cool your jets for just one second, because...
All right. Coming from you, I will try to, because you're a radio personality.
Thank you.
Wait.
All right, just please reel yourself in. Have a shot. Relax. We'll check back with you. He's over at Tom Bergen's. Here's the thing. I know people set their alarm to get up and start drinking, but by 9:45, isn't the day over if you start boozing seriously at 6 a.m.? I mean, I understand getting ass-faced. I intend to do it myself, but maybe afternoon. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, and maybe it indicates a problem on my part. As soon as this is over, this show's over, I'm on my way to Bergen's as well.
Really?
That's absolutely true.
But how long can you... But here's my point. You roll in there at noon, 12:30, you start getting drunk. Don't you pass out at 5:30 or 6 this evening?
We shall see, won't we?
All right. Well, I'm not sure if we're going to see, but we shall take your word for it.
Oh, I'm coming over to your house.
Oh, no, please. All right, so we're going to take a break. We have Oswaldo doing a little movie review, Shaggy Dog, David Alan Greer. Oh, my favorite guest of all time, Dag, my main man. He's going to be in here. And Def Rat Guy, and much, much more after this.
And now it's time for free advice from James Lights Out Tony.
Dear James Tony, Russell and I have been living together for 2 years. The problem is, he and his best friend Whitney have been emailing back and forth, and I have discovered some things I'm not comfortable with. Russell uses my pet names with Whitney and says he would be lost without her and that he loves her. I know they aren't having sex, but their email suggests that he's cheating on me emotionally. I love Russell and don't want to lose him, but I can't handle this anymore. Please help me. Devastated in Iowa.
They're devastated. It appears Whitney is carrying a torch for Russell, and he has a soft spot for her, too. My advice is stop hiding the fact that you've seen the emails, and clear the air. Make the email Exhibit A. Tell him you snooped because you feel threatened, and then cross your fingers. Russell's response will tell you where you and your relationship stand with him.
Free advice from James Lights Out Tony.
Wow, what a sage.
When's his big fight, by the way? I'm sorry.
This Saturday.
Wow.
Him and Haseem Rahman. It's the only guy to knock out
some range.
Lewis.
Fisticuffs, yeah. and then he gives you the sweet side, too.
Yeah, well, that's why they call it the sweet science.
Right.
Yeah, I think. Must be for all the advice they dispatch. I think he was doing the advice column long before he strapped on the boxing.
Is that right? I didn't sign on those backgrounds.
Well, he's better at that than he is at the boxing. He's got that coming up in Atlantic City on Saturday. 866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM's the phone number. Ozzy is going to do a movie review of The Shaggy Dog, and also David Alan Greer. No better guest, in my mind, on this show. He was my favorite from Loveline, and now he's my favorite on this show. David Alan Greer coming up, also a Def Rat Guy. Quickly becoming my favorite. Speaking of my favorite, Dave Damashek puts together these lists. I've known Dave for, well, he's known me for about 8 or 9 years, but I only started talking to him about 4 years into him knowing me.
I admired you from afar. Then we came together to watch football one day over at our mutual friend Sal's place to watch football. There were 4 or 5 people every Sunday over the course of the season watching these games, and you literally did not say a word to me the entire football season. I sat in a room with 4 or 5 other people every Sunday for 8 hours. Adam Carolla barely made eye contact with me.
Well, first off, that's a lie, because I remember distinctly during the Packers-Vikings game when I said to you, dude, hand me that beer.
That's because, you know what?
I'd gotten up to use the head, and Sal sat down on the sofa where I was sitting. Remember, my beer was on his Dallas Cowboys football lamp that was on the side, on the end table.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one right there.
Well, my apologies, sir.
All right. So don't say never. Anyway, Dave, for as long as I've known him, has come up with lists. Not lists like, you know, best actor or best spa, but lists that people really care about.
It's passé. Everybody names best picture. Everybody names MVP of this sport or that.
Right.
I focus on the things that we all really care about.
That's right. The minutiae.
Well, so let's do a special holiday edition then of my awards.
Mm.
Oh, here we go. Repeats itself, try and you succeed.
Nothing better than an 80s montage sequence with just, I don't know whoever signed off on the whole montage sequence in movies. I wish I had one in life. We'd be done with the show by now. It'd be me laughing, me and David Alan Greer doing our black handshake, you and I standing at the urinal, me yelling a tad, and then we'd be driving home.
Yes, but nothing more on the nose than what I'm doing here with the awards than to play the montage scene from Karate Kid when Daniel-san ascends the ranks at the All-Valley Championship on his way. His meeting with fate.
That's
and with
right.
Johnny. Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Cobra Kai.
Yes. John Kreese and company rooting him on from the side.
Sure.
Finish him! All right.
Unclear what the rules of that tournament were, because you can throw a spinning ball kick to the bridge of a guy's nose, and that's a good, clean score. But if you sweep the leg, you'll be disqualified from the tournament. Now, call me crazy, but I'd rather have a leg sweep than a guy putting the ball of his foot in the bridge of my nose.
I don't want to be a cynic, but it seems to me that the fix was in for Daniel-san and Miyagi.
It really does.
Because Johnny gives him a little punch in the ribs. No, 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 you can't do that. But Daniel-san's allowed to do the big swan crane nonsense and kicks him right in the button, right in the nose.
I know.
2 point, winner.
I don't know
Johnny's
how it works.
Hamstrung.
I got to get the rules of the All-Valley Karate Tournament.
Unfair. Yes. Listen, we digress.
All right.
It is now time, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, the greatest day for drinking there is.
Yes.
To name the greatest booze to drink.
Ah.
So with no further ado, the nominees for best liquor.
Come on, champagne.
Liquor?
Best liquor.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't liquor. Even know her.
Okay, Jay.
All right. Turn off his mic. Whiskey.
Huh?
Whiskey, of course, has to be on the list. It's the booze of choice for drunks. What better right. endorsement is there than that?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's cool. You know, the cowboys drink it. Walk in, leave the bottle.
That's
you know?
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah, you've had a hard day when you tell a guy to leave the bottle.
Right. Beer.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, beer.
Sure.
I have a keg of it in my home. Sierra Nevada on draft, anytime I want it. Morning, noon, and night.
Yeah.
Not or night. It's 24 hours for me.
I remember talking to those pussies from The Biggest Loser, and you said to the trainer, yeah, I probably drink a couple of beers a day. Do you think if I stopped that, I could get rid of this gut? And they said, two? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, every day? Remember that? I was like, listen, you pussies, you never had two beers a day. It's no big thing. I didn't want to jump in because it made me feel like an enabler and an alcoholic. But that was a weird exchange,
and
wasn't
then
it?
I walked out of the studio and they had a, what's it called? A confrontation.
An intervention.
An intervention. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Never mind.
I got you off your track.
Thank
go ahead,
you.
Buddy. Back on your game. Here we go.
Here we go.
I just didn't like them shaming you for your problem.
Thank you. I appreciate that. White Russian. How about that?
How about
White
it?
White Russian, you haven't lived until you go to Vegas and sit in the sports book all day watching games, and when they bring you the free drinks around because you have a little $50 wager,
right?
You just drink the White Russians. Getting loaded on that. You have not lived, sir.
Nice here, drink here. For those who don't like drinking, for those who don't like the taste of booze, White Russian. Good drink to get girls loaded with.
Yes. Red
not
wine.
The lactose intolerant Rachel Perry, by the way.
No. You want to avoid that.
I wrote that one out.
The next nominee, red wine. You know why?
Because
I got class.
Yeah. I will say this. I drank combined 0 to age 33, 3 glasses of red wine. From 33 to age 41, several tanker trucks of red wine have been consumed by the Ace Man in that short time period. I don't know what happened. There's some sort of switch. When you hit 32 and a half or something, the switch gets thrown, and all of a sudden you like red wine, and then you really like it.
Yeah, when your pals Chris and Ray in high school were flinging their fecal matter at you and so on and so forth, it probably would have ruined the vibe if you were sipping on a Cabernet.
Yes.
And the last nominee, Irish coffee. Not just a tip of the hat to the day, but it's also a tip of the hat to the really dedicated drunk,
right?
Who even in the morning puts a little whiskey in the, to none the wiser to the
right.
rest of the world. I like that.
Yeah.
And the best booze. Beer.
Wow.
What do you think I was going to choose? I have a keg of beer in my house, for cripe's sake.
That's right.
Of course it's the best. It's the first drink I ever had. and it will be my last. I don't know. It'll be my last.
You drink two full glasses of beer a day? Oh, my goodness.
Can you disagree?
No.
Can you disagree with that choice, beer?
No. No. I mean, overall, it's the duct tape of booze. It's the utility yes. tape of booze. It's if you were stranded on an island and they said you can take three things, you know, one thing from the garage, one thing, you would take a roll of duct tape, I would take a porno mag, and then a keg of beer. It's like, of course, there's arguments for different boozes, but if you could only take one to the right. island, I think it would have to be the
one
beer.
Thing I will say, the one caveat I will say is this, the beer, the all the different kinds of beer you can get, the dark beers, the, you know, the lagers, the, you know, some of the stouts. It's created this weird thing of with regular guys of being connoisseurs.
Yes.
That, like, oh, no, Pete's Wicked. Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. It's got a little citrus to it. Like, all right. Listen, beer is not to be analyzed the way wine is. All right?
That's
to
right.
To be consumed.
Yes.
All right. Don't do that.
That's right. Shut up, Winchester, and get loaded.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Nice job. Mike?
Yeah.
You want to make a comment on that?
Yeah, I got a comment about little Adam.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about my penis?
No. It's just every time you guys do that, who looks better in the room, you know, he always comes in second place, but then he cries about it. You don't hear Chad say one word about coming in last. He acts like the last kid picked for sports.
That's because Tad weighs 511 pounds,
and I'm
sexy, a nice looking man.
Yeah.
Easy, Peaches.
Yeah. Oh, you're complaining about
Peaches.
Dave. All right. But what about the list? Surely you were entertained by the list Dave just dispatched.
Beer. You can't go wrong with beer.
Thank you, sir.
Good.
At least on that we can go.
Found some
now there's a customer.
Ground.
There's a customer at pump number 4, and I'll go fill him up.
Wow,
creep.
Rooster.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. What's happening?
Nothing much. Hey, you know, I think Dave got a couple things wrong on that list of awards there.
Says here you're a bartender.
In San Francisco, I am.
All right. And what did he get wrong?
Well, you know, nothing beats whiskey than Irish whiskey itself. You can't have a night go right unless you have some Jameson going on.
All right, so, well, it was on his list. It just didn't make the final.
I said I like Irish coffee. I said I like whiskey. What more can I do for you?
There you go.
Thank you.
You forgot one more. I think more kids have been produced under the influence of Cosmos than any other drink.
Well, that's a good point because it's for the ladies.
Right.
Guys, we don't need to be lubed up in order to go.
Interesting point.
All right. But still. Paul?
Hello?
Your lifeguard?
Yeah. I'm here.
All right. Just checking in with you. Water's calm.
Who are these people that call in to complain about my awards? If they want to make their own awards, go do it. Listen, I'm the gold standard. I'm the Academy Awards for these sorts of things. They want to do it, they can go make their own, and we'll call them the blockbusters and see who gives a crud.
Paul?
Go get your shine box, America.
Sorry for that outburst. Why'd you call, Paul?
Well, you know what? I'm a lifeguard. I'm a surf rescue waterman guy.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman, and I was originally calling. I was going to put out a message about water safety for all you folks who are preemptively providing a day at the beach, you know, interspersed with alcohol.
Really?
That's the wave of the spring breakers coming through. But I changed my message because
Yes.
I'm thinking really the way to go would be that you need to start off with a mimosa for breakfast, switch to Mary, and then go into the I'm in Baja mode of light beer.
Yeah, the mimosa, here's my problem with the mimosa. I'll order it at brunch just to seem, just so it doesn't seem like I'm
feminine.
A full-blown alcoholic. But, I mean, champagne's already light enough in the booze department, then you cut that in half with the OJ and you're screwed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's a sissy drink.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes if you want to go the distance, and we're talking, you know, we got a long day ahead. It's what? Not even 7 a.m. You got to break yourself in gently. You know, wake up the gut.
Right.
Get into your Bloody Mary. It's got a little...
Bloody Mary's nice. I got to say this, too. I did a little work on this, a little leg work. Mixing the booze doesn't make you sick.
No.
Everyone thinks it does. And they do... The mixing the booze... It's sort of a wives' tale. People think that makes you sick, and then half the women who go to bars think somebody put a roofie in it. Because, and I always would hear the same story. It's always this story. It's like, well, here's why mixing booze makes you sick. I started off with vodka. I drank a fifth of that. Then I went to the Irish whiskey. Then I went to the liqueur stuff, you know, the schnapps, and I got into the apricot brandies. Then I went to beer. Then I went to white wine, and then red wine, and I got sick. Like, yes, you drank 70 different kind. You cleaned down an entire mini bar at a hotel. Yes, you will get sick. I think it's the massive consumption of alcohol that made you sick. And it's the same thing, too. I always hear chicks, when I used to do Loveline, people call in and go, I think I was drugged. What happened? I was at a bar. We were doing shooters. We're doing sliders. We're doing shots. I did about 12 body shots, and we did some poppers and some tequila. And then all of a sudden, I started getting dizzy. And the room started spinning around.
I have no recollection of what happened.
My friend told me she had to drive me home, and I threw up. It's like, yes, you were drinking the entire goddamn night. And in a way, you were drugged. You just did it at your own hand. All right. Someone has a call here. He says has proof that reading is evil. I like the way he thinks. I believe reading poisons the mind. Josh?
How's it going, Adam?
What's happening?
Not much. Call it stoner thoughts or whatever you want to call it, but I would say that reading is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Power is corruption, and corruption is evil.
Wow.
So reading is evil.
Well, that's a good point. But for that matter, we could nip the whole thing in the bud by just not being born. I mean, according to your math. But that's heavy.
Yeah, but don't argue with it, Ace. Any justification to not read.
Yeah, I like it. All right, Josh, go back to your TiVo and your bong.
All right, sounds good.
All right, your beloved bong. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. Oswaldo, the great Oswaldo, is coming in here. He's going to do a little review for us. Shaggy Dog, Disney's latest effort, then news, sports. David Alan Greer, lots of show to go after this.
I say Adam, and he says...
Adam?
I say Hoffman, and he says...
Hoffman.
Adam.
Adam?
Hoffman.
Hoffman.
That's just how Oswaldo talks. I say racist, and he says...
Racist.
I say confusion, and he says...
Confusion.
Racist.
Racist.
Confusion.
Confusion.
That's just how Oswaldo talks.
Yeah. Now you know what it's like, Ozzy. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, the microphone, Brusca. I should have brought that up.
Thank you.
There we go. Again, my name is what?
Adam.
You see, we've worked together for 16 years. I met you 16 years ago, Oswaldo.
Yes.
As if it was yesterday. Our first project, a gym in Pasadena. Just me and Ozzy built it. Not me, Ozzy, and a small army. Just me and Oswaldo. Then, of course, I went on to fame and fortune. But I never forgot about my good friend, Oswaldo.
Well, he must still be tired from building it because he's breathing heavily.
Yeah, that's just the asbestos we sucked up when we were doing it.
I bore tired.
Yeah. Ozzy is from Nicaragua. He's not Mexican. Do you guys celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, for drinking, everything, man.
Right. Yeah. That's the whole thing. There's the booze holidays. There's the holidays where you have to sit in temple for 5 hours. Nobody jumps on that except for the most devout Jews or whatever you are. But the boozing holidays, everyone becomes an honorary member of whatever it is. They jump right on that.
Yeah, the more for Latin people, you know, the celebration, you know, is only for drinking.
Yeah.
Make it crazy, you know.
Cinco de Mayo is only Mexico, right?
Yeah, only Mexico. First celebration, everybody, you know.
Right. And 364 days out of the year, if somebody called you Mexican, you'd punch them. But that one day, Cinco de Mayo, you're officially Mexican.
Yeah.
All right. Oswaldo is going to be hanging out and playing Germany or Florida with us, by the way.
And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, speaking of, he likes to any excuse to go drinking and celebrating holidays, he's, as soon as we're through with him here, we're dispatching him to Tom Bergen's.
Oh, okay,
good. To go act Irish and get all loaded.
Good. Yeah.
Wonderful.
We dressing him up at all?
Ozzy, he
put him in a funny hat.
Oh, look at him. He already looks like a brown leprechaun. I will say this about Ozzy. Ozzy likes to tilt a few beers when working during the summertime, especially when it's warm. He has a great strategy. He'll crack one at 9 a.m. And if I walk out, and this is why everyone should have an extra beer on them all the time, because I'd be, Ozzy, you're working on my house, you're drinking a Bud at 8:45 in the morning, and he'd just pull one out from behind his back and say, here you go, boss man. And I'd say, thanks, bro. And that'd be the end of the discussion. And I think if you had a beer on you, an extra beer, you could get pulled over. The cop be like, you've been drinking tonight, here you go, buddy. And are they? Thanks, dude.
Cheers.
Yeah, when you hand a guy a beer, he has no choice but to shift gears and go, thanks, bro. And that's about it. Probably saying he'll pick up the next round. Always keep a cold beer on you. All right, Ozzy, what movie are you going to review for us today?
Shaggy Dog.
The Shaggy Dog.
Yep.
All right, the new Disney movie with Tim Allen.
Oswaldo, tell us about some movies. We want to know which movies you have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo, tell us.
The movie that I saw was The Shaggy Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Allen star as David Douglas.
Tim?
Tim Allen.
Okay. Tim Allen.
A star is David Douglas and Shaggy Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Davis star as Rebecca Douglas. Danny Glover as Dave King Hollister.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Downey Jr. is Marcus Cossack.
Mm-hmm.
Cole was the name of the real dog displaying Shaggy.
Oh, that was the name of the dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
This film is a family comedy for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic transformation from one human being to a big dog, Shaggy.
Uh-huh, big Shaggy dog. I think it's a sheep dog they have, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The dog is an antique space dog that the 300-year-old.
No, wait a minute. Say that one again.
The dog is antique.
Space,
antique. Antique space.
Like an antique?
Yeah.
It's old.
Something old. Okay.
Antique, yeah.
Right. Oh, antique what?
A spice.
A spice?
Yeah.
He's an old spice.
Yeah.
He's a deodorant?
No, it's a space, you know, a space dog.
Species?
A species, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's an antique.
And how?
He's an antique space dog. You realize I tried to build structures with this man for 10 years. Could you imagine? Forget about the lunch order. He'd come home with, I'd order like a submarine sandwich. He'd come back with an actual Soviet submarine. Yes. Dragging it right into the gym we're building. Go ahead.
That 300-year-old.
A 300-year-old antique species of dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the time you saw the movie, you see the Shaggy Dog meditation with the monk in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Shaolin and...
The Shaolin monk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Shaggy Dog has the power, the eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Eternal life.
Yeah. My favorite part was... When the chimpanzee saved the Shaggy Dog by electrocuting, the doctor said, where is going
the chimpanzees,
to...
hold on, let's just review. Your favorite part?
When the chimpanzee...
The chimpanzee.
Saved the Shaggy Dog by electrocuting, the doctor, that they're going to put the Shaggy Dog to sleep.
Right. They're going to put the dog to sleep and the chimp saved him.
Yep.
All right. What'd you think of the movie?
In the end, the Shaggy Dog... Let the reviewer call.
Oh, it seemed like, you know, oftentimes it seems like he's enjoying the movie right up until the very end.
I'd like to find the movie that he does like.
Yeah, to find that art house special. All right, Ozzy, nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
You want to hang out and play a little Germany or Florida with us?
Yeah.
All right, now, here's how the game goes. All bizarre stories emanate from one of two places, Germany or Florida. Actually, both. You call in, you tell us the bizarre story, and then we guess. Is it Germany or is it Florida? Steve?
Hey, good morning, Adam.
What's happening, Steve?
Same old, same old.
All right, give us the story.
All right. A woman?
Germany or Florida?
Okay, here we go.
All right.
A woman who says she and her husband killed a friend with 66 knife wounds on orders from the devil is due to be sentenced this Thursday. The woman and her husband admitted to killing a friend for Satan. According to her chilling account of the murder, she and her 26-year-old husband lured the victim to their apartment. When they arrived, a strange force and other beings were present. After her husband struck the victim with a hammer, he stood up and said something or wanted to say something. My knife was glowing and a voice told me, stab him in the heart. After the killing, the couple cut an occult star into the victim's stomach, drank his blood from a bowl, and had sex in an oak coffin in which the woman usually slept.
Wow.
The couple was arrested in their apartment. The victim's mutilated and partially decomposed body was found next to the coffin in the living room.
Wow. The only worst story I've ever heard was this publicist couple that was living together in West L.A. once. Yeah. That's all. But could you imagine the evil that came out of that apartment? Two publicists jacked up. Two of them, I say to you. And the demon spawn they must have had once impregnated. I like this strategy, by the way, of getting your wife to sleep in a coffin. That she could never get fat if you slept in a coffin. You know what I mean? Always kind of keep you in line. A lot of guys worried, well, after we get married and she craps out a couple kids, the old lady's going to really start packing on the pounds. Not if she sleeps in a coffin. You always feel it if you're in a coffin. You put on 10 pounds, you can't roll over.
This is getting embarrassing. I can barely squeeze into my coffin.
Yeah. All right. So it's something to talk about, too, when you throw a dinner party. Steve, this is this is tough. The whole Satanist thing makes me think Germany. The apartment makes me think Florida. The stabbing 66 times could be either one. It's luring back to the apartment. Wow, this is tough.
The macabre, how dark it is does to me say Germany, but let me tell you something. I'm going Florida, and here's why. I think that only Americans have the hubris to think that either God or Satan is talking to them directly. Yeah. Only Americans think that they're directly being contacted.
Right.
That's why I'm going Florida.
So we're the only ones that sort of pompous and stupid to believe we have that kind of relationship with either the dark or the light side.
Right.
All right, Dave Damashek says Florida. Yes?
Yes.
All right, Rachel Perry, how say you?
This is a really weird one. I want it to be Florida.
Yes.
You know what it is I'm distracted right now by the fact that we're playing Germany or Florida, but we only have German music. Why aren't we playing Limp Bizkit or something to represent Florida?
Good point.
Florida's being highly underrepresented right now.
Try to push through that.
All right, I'm going to go with Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Crapshoot. This is a hard one.
You're going?
Germany.
All right. Crank up some O-Town, by the way, so we can even out the scale. Ozzy.
I go to Florida.
You're going Florida?
Yeah.
I like that. Short and to the point.
Song.
Mike, if you have O-Town, I'm gonna dive over the console and wrestle you to the floor. Really?
Awesome. I thought you said Motown. I was from Stevie Wonder.
Oh, okay.
What?
I don't know. I was confused. But
okay.
It's not Germany or Detroit.
All right.
That's what the man said.
All right. All right. Did I say Motown or did I say O-Town?
I knew you said O-Town.
All right. Man, I missed that show.
Me too.
Okay. So we have Damashek's got Florida. Rachel's going Germany. Ozzy. Going Florida. I'm going Germany because Florida, they just kill you. They just stab you. Crazy couples. The coffin and the Satan and that kind of stuff makes me think Germany. I'm going Germany. Two Germanys, one Florida. Steve, is it Germany or Florida?
The answer is Berlin, Germany.
Yes.
Germany, Berlin, or Florida.
Dang.
I can't lose this week.
Here's how. Yes, you are on a roll.
How much can Tad weigh and what or whatever it's called?
And if there was a contest for patting yourself on the back, perhaps you'd win that one as well.
I'd like to try.
Here's how dumb I am. When I hear Berlin and I think, hold on, shh. Hold on. Let him get the rest of the answer out so I know who won.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Can I plug my website, rocketbook.net?
No. Road Rage Eddie?
Yeah, Adam. I cannot believe this. I took a shot at Jägermeister, you said. I mean, you said to try to calm down, and now I'm seeing these women. There's little women, old women, and Leprechaun has the bar is almost full. I'm back here with the cooks. They're making all these poached eggs, and it's, I mean, to see people drinking, civilization is falling apart.
No. Well, yes. He's over at Tom Bergen's, by the way.
Tom Bergen's. And I mean, people are running around in these little hats. What is it with the hats today? Have you seen these hats? And they're all ages, Adam. There's older women, and there's these younger women over there. And these younger women that won't even talk to me.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
At like 20 to 7 in the morning, and I still can't talk to them.
Well, and wait till Road Rage Eddie gets warmed up around the 9 o'clock hour, Tony. Comes out of his shell.
You said to drink a little bit, Adam.
Yeah, loosen up. That's what I want.
Well, I know, but I you know, the drinking sometimes aggravates me, which is why I go to the therapist. But anyway, I just wanted to say that the bar is filling up, Adam.
All right, well, it's going to get a little more full because we're sending Oswaldo, our crack movie reviewer, down there to join you and have a few shots, all right? All right, well, he's not. It turns out Ozzy hates him, too, evidently, because they always leave him cold.
Talk about then.
All right, good. Hang on there, Road Rage Eddie. He's over at Tom Bergen's. Ozzy, you're going to go down there?
Yeah.
Ozzy, who's driving you? How many 502s do you have?
Pardon me?
How many 502s do you have, DUIs?
Only one.
Only one?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is the last one.
All right, so this will be the last one. Today.
I take a drunk, I take a taxi.
It's a good lesson for all the kids out there.
Yes. Yeah, you really should do a PSA. I take a drunk, you take a taxi.
I better pay $100, you know, and not pay, you know, the rest of your record.
But isn't it true that when people immigrate into this country from south of the border, we just issue them a preemptive DUI? Here's one in advance. You'll be getting one in the next 6 months. Here's the deal, and here's the problem. It's the culture. It's like if you live in a place, and this is why we have to get all the age of consents on the same page. If you grew up in Hawaii, and the age of consent is like 13 or 14, and you're just happily banging away with 13 and 14-year-old girls, and then you move to Wisconsin, and it's 18, how are you supposed to know, and how are you supposed to talk yourself out of that?
True.
Right? You're just used to this. If you come from a culture, thank you. We need to sync up the age of consent. I say just make it 11 straight across the board. The point is you come from this culture where you have dirt roads and everyone just puts back a couple of 12 packs after work every day and you just drive along the dirt road and you do get pulled over. You slip the cop $10. How are you supposed to just drop that just because you swam across a river, climbed over a fence? The more you know. Thank you. I'm on your side. I think if you come from south of the border, it should be 0.18, not 0.08.
I think I don't remember, you know, how many is in my country, but you know, now it's very strong.
Oh, really?
All Latin America is very strong, the drunk driver.
But if you do you remember what you had though when you got the DUI? What'd you blow?
I don't know. I think I broke the sensor.
Yeah, it went off.
He broke it.
Well, first he did that thing where he did that into the cops and his glasses cracked. It's like a Disney movie. Yeah. Take it a Disney movie. All right, Ozzy, thanks. Head down to Tom Bergen's.
Go to Taiwan.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do news. We'll do sports. We have the head brewmaster from Guinness. We're going to talk to Irish comedian Tommy Tiernan. He's coming in here. David Alan Greer. Not sure if he's Irish. All that coming up.
6901 Adam. And tell him Dave's package sent you.
Miss Dave's package. All right. 866-901 Adam. Let's see.
Dave's package is a snob.
What do you mean?
Well, he was using us for PR. Now that he's off the show, now that the big show's over, he's not coming by to visit us anymore.
Well, don't soil Dave's package in my eyes.
Coulier's package?
Yes. Don't you ever
merge
the name, the good name of Dave Coulier's package while I'm in the room. That is the controversial Rachel Perry. And now she turns into the beautiful Rachel Perry with the news.
Wow, we're just jumping right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Unrest in the Middle East, Adam.
What?
Yes.
When did this happen?
Yesterday.
Where was I?
I can tell you where you were.
Where was I?
Apparently, you were at the corner of 7th Avenue and Bleecker Street at noon.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why, because remember yesterday I told you about the website Gawker.com and they had this thing Gawker Stalker? Well, I emailed in just to see what would happen. I said that you were buying a copy of American Bear magazine at the newsstand at 7th Avenue and Bleecker.
I was going to say, why do I have to be in the gay part of town? Couldn't be in the hetero part of town?
I wanted to see if they would put the American Bear thing in, but unfortunately they did not. It just says, update. Hey, you clever LA DJs determined to scam us. What part of sent in by readers and fact-checked by no one don't you understand?
Wow.
Still made it in there, though, which amused the heck out of me.
All right.
Obviously, they do not know us at all if they're calling us clever.
So, so you were, while you were buying a gay magazine in New York, Operation Swarmer hit Iraq.
That's a horrible name. Shouldn't they go? Don't they have a PR department or some guys over at Madison Avenue, some think tank or something where they could really come up with a decent name? This is Operation Swarmer. Not since what can Brown do for you, if I heard such a bad idea. Swarmer. That's not going to scare anybody anyway. Oh, boy, we're going to be swarmed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like, though, I will say this, though. I was a fan of Desert Shield, and then when we went on the offensive, Desert Storm.
Yeah.
I thought that sounded
nothing
right.
Tops Operation Barbarossa.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I think the Krauts came up with that one. Yeah.
I thought swarming was an activity limited only to bees.
Yeah. Well,
but
what do you know?
Not a fan of the of what the Nazis did in the war, but their language is like, Achtung!
Yeah.
Mach schnell!
Yeah.
The papers?
Yeah.
They are in order.
They did come up with the Blitz and the Blitzkrieg and all that
That's
kind
cool.
of stuff. Yeah.
You gotta
give
Kudos.
Tip of the hat.
Yeah.
Sure,
absolutely.
They melted some Jews, but boy, they really could turn a phrase, those Krauts. Come on, I'm just saying, give them credit where credit is due.
Right.
All right.
And they know how to chop up a body and worship Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give them that.
Evidently.
Speaking of, Neverland Ranch is closed for good, apparently.
Well, there goes my summer plans.
I love they were showing it on the news yesterday, and it was all just like, kids, happy kids, jumping on trampolines, and they're reporting about it everywhere. And I'm like, wow, that's weird.
Yeah. I know they had to, like, move the elephants out and giraffes out. It's got to be rough, too, because if you're a giraffe or an elephant or a llama, no better gig. You know what I mean? You're just going to some petting zoo in Orange County now. I mean, you're screwed. You're going to be lumped in, you're a little tight pen. You're not going to have the good times that you had up there. Party's over, animals. Back to work. Mach schnell. Another good German word.
Gabe Kaplan, the original Mr. Carter, told Access Hollywood yesterday that he doesn't mind Ice Cube for the new Mr. Connor.
Sure.
I think it's totally acceptable. I think that the setting is going to be in South Central LA, so I think it could work, and I think he's the perfect guy because he's shown what kind of a crossover appeal he has.
Oh, what can he say, though? You know what I mean? He's Jewish. This sucks. I'm angry. Why isn't there a Jew playing this?
It's a good thing for him. What's cooler for Gabe Kaplan to be played, essentially, by Ice Cube? It's the same as if you told me George Clooney's playing me in a movie. Oh, you know?
Yeah.
You look better.
I know, but I'm just saying, he may have thoughts about someone of a different race playing his, but he can't voice it. But here's the thing. What if we, and like I said, we've been screwed now. We've done the Wild West this way. The Nutty Professor. Whitey's getting screwed out of roles. Here's what we ought to do, just to piss off the black folks. We ought to just remake Good Times. And we ought to just do it with, like, William H. Macy and Marcia Cross. Marcia Cross is Florida. We'll just do it with a straight face. I'm sorry. That's right. And we don't acknowledge they're white. When William H. Macy comes back from the docks with his hat in his hands, and Marcia's like, James, did you find a job? Nope, they're not hiring black men. And we just leave it that way. We never say a word about it.
Frankie Muniz plays JJ.
That's
Dynamite.
Right. That's right.
Dynamite.
Jessica Simpson is the sister. Yeah. Wilona upstairs. Who could that be? Who's the Marsha Wallace from the old Bob Newhart show, The World's Red? Everyone, IMDb Marsha Wallace, and then you'll laugh your ass off. As Wilona. All right, thank you.
So this is sad. I always get really bummed out about celebrity breakups. Turns out that Life and Style magazine is saying that Carmen Electra and Dave Navarro may be breaking up.
Wow. So much passion, so much soul.
Bums me out.
Yeah, I know both, and they're dear friends, both of them. And they're both really nice, genuine people that, like, had a lot of hard times and got sober and found each other at the right time and all that crap. But ultimately, they loved each other too much. You know, in every interview they did, it was like, oh, man, honey, your essence, and I'm so in love with you right now, and you're so hot and babe and all that. And they burnt out.
It bums me out.
How do you move on, though, to the next woman when that's the talk Navarro makes? How then do you move on to the next woman? What does she think when she has heard you a million times speaking this way about Electra?
That's the beauty about this horrible culture. You can be drafted by a team and say, I'm going to take this team to the Super Bowl. I bleed the Washington Redskin crimson. This, that, and the other. And then 6 months later, you get traded and you say the same thing about San Diego. You know what I mean? This is what you do. But yes, how could you, if you're the next person here, babe, I love you so much. There's nobody else better than you. That's why I don't overdo it with my old lady. She says, Adam, I love you. I go, all right.
Well played.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll take that under consideration. Let's not burn ourselves out with this love crap.
You have a few more wives to go yet.
Yes.
Yeah, you're playing it.
Yes.
You're playing for the long haul.
I don't want to shoot my wad.
This is
early.
A marathon, not a sprint.
Well, I believe everyone has a certain amount of love. It's not infinite. It's finite. You understand?
No.
These guys juiced their love in 3 years,
no.
Whereas I got to make
no.
mine go for 40.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Increments, small increments. I'm like stranded on Love Island. We only have so much to live off of, sweetie. Let's ration. I said I love you 3 weeks ago. You want to burn out? Come on.
Can't you hook them up with Dr. Drew and, like, have them have, like, a little talk session? Like, marriage is marriage. You get married. You got to stay married.
I do believe.
I don't care if Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey break up.
Right.
Screw that.
No, I love these two, too. And you know what? And in all seriousness, they're both very passionate. And I know it sounds like I'm joking, but they are. They're both real passionate. And when you take real passionate people and you put them together, they're real passionate together for a few years. And then eventually their passion starts sort of drifting apart. It's like when you take two really evil people and you put them together. At first, they're the greatest crime team ever. Eventually, they start stabbing each other in the back and turning. That's why I have no passion. I milked myself of passion before I got married.
You
and I said, now I'm ready
morning.
To. Every morning, I hook up my passion milker to my number one udder, and I say, drain me of passion, and then I start my day. Thank you.
Wow, that was.
Let me tell you, I feel bad. These emotional.
Oh, that meant the hopper's filled on the passion milker, and it's time to clean the sieve. Ozzy, get on that, brother.
I will put on Carmen Electra's emotional wounds. I will put my own special salve.
That's nice. All right. What, borrow some of mine from the milker?
No, I got plenty.
Sad. You two kids get back together. Come on now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, moving on to K-Fed. Bubbles out!
Yeah.
Bubbles out!
Yeah.
Ted Casablancas, who we had in here, lovely man. Apparently says that K-Fed and Britney went into a tattoo parlor yesterday where K-Fed got a tattoo of an embryo, like a tribal design embryo.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't think of a worse tattoo. I wanted Tad to get the Red Lobster tattoo,
right.
Which is cool. And he ends up getting a tattoo from a one-eyed tattoo artist. So it's all...
Yes. Yeah, it's a disaster.
And then Red Lobster would have been awesome.
Yes.
Now I decree that Tad must go out and get a tribal embryo.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I've been begging him to get that for years.
Awesome.
Yeah, those two are retarded. And obviously, there's not, look, there's no talent between the two of them. The whole Britney Spears thing, I know it just sounds like, oh, she's a convenient target. And it's the kind of thing a guy like me would say, but I don't get it. I just don't. I see her lip syncing her way through her concerts. She's a good 7 in the looks department, maybe 7.2 on a good day. She's white trash, and who cares? Please have some discernible talent before the country gets behind you and labels you a superstar. Please. And by the way, no horsepower. She's done. That's it. People want to know what happened. Why isn't Pauly Shore making movies anymore? Why isn't Britney Spears got no horsepower? Not enough talent. Can't do it. Just make a living because she's Britney Spears, but that's it. We're done. I'm done. Fah, I say to her.
Ooh, all right. I better move on.
Thank you.
if you're interested, you can pay $9.95 to watch a seance to contact John Lennon on pay-per-view.
Wow.
Just want to let you know.
All right.
Just throwing that out there. And did you see American Inventor last night? This
yes.
is the new show that's going to drive you insane with mm-hmm. addiction watching it. And
yes.
it's you know, the one created by Simon Cowell, I believe. And it's like American Idol, but for
right.
inventors. And they're all insane people. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, so there was this kid. I'm going to talk more about this later. But there was this kid who made a dog air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that kid? Here,
yeah.
let's hear him talk about it.
My name is Kyle, and when I was 9, I made up the dog fan, doggy air conditioner. I thought I should do something to make it so she can stay in the car, because that's what she loves to do. And so what I made is this, and you roll down your window, and you stick these clips against the window, and then you roll it up to the roof so nobody can break in or anything, and you just turn it on, and what it does is it cools down your car just enough for your dog.
How old are you now?
I'm 14, but I made it up when I was like 9.
Wow.
Smart kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the show. I don't know. I love inventions. I'm a bit of an inventor myself, as you know.
Mm.
The Recyclarola. It's not named the Recyclarola after my dad. Oh, no. That's the Ace Man and the heated sofa and many other ideas. I've had the helmet brake light for motorcycles. I have many ideas. But even an inventor like myself, I don't know if I can fully get behind this show yet. It's a little too sappy. Everyone crying, talking about this being the dream of theirs. And then they come out with some ice cube tray shaped like dreidels. And it's like, this is why you mortgaged your house? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's some weird stuff, but they're...
The jury's still out for me.
I just want you to know that they didn't like the dog air conditioner. And
oh.
this is what happened to this 14-year-old kid
yeah.
after.
Give me a chance. You took away my dream. And so now, I'm going to come back and work even harder on it.
Mm.
Just to shove it in your face.
Listen, let me just say, if there are any kids listening to the show, knock it off with the dreams. Would you please, for the love of Christ? Mm-hmm. I didn't have dreams before I was 30. Just stop it. Seeing people getting voted off American Idol at 15, I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. I've always dreamt of, you're in the 9th grade. You're 14 years old. Stop with the dreams. Or go to the dreams knock it off, the more you know. The dreams we used to have. I just dream of playing major league ball. Those are our dreams. Like, I want to marry a playmate and play for the Dodgers. There you go. And then somewhere in your, somewhere in high school that gets crushed. And then you want to work for the old man's sofa factory and marry your neighbor. But the point is those are the kind of dreams you should be having. Mm-hmm. Or no dreams at all. Just stop it with the dreams. Thank you.
Fair enough.
The more you know. Thank you.
Well, more on that later. I'm Rachel Perry. That's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to some of the best Irish-American athletes out there. Deuce McAllister, Willie McGinnis, Bob McAdoo, just to name a few. nice first day of the NCAA tournament.
What about Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, of course.
O'Neal.
Of course. Listen, I could sit here all day and read these. Yes,
sure.
Yes.
McAdoo.
But NCAA tournament.
McAdoo. Thank you.
Usual collection
what if
of...
What Cheech, you and McAdoo played on the same team? I know it seems tough, one's hockey, one's...
If that day ever comes to Cloud 9, I shall...
Imagine Cheech Chew passing to McAdoo and they scores. Alley-oop.
What if they got married
and my head's in the clouds
their names.
Now.
Wow. That's a good Jonathan Cheech Chew McAdoo. Wow.
Well, listen, we had the upsets. We had the near upsets, the buzzer beaters. Pac-10 teams, two best teams, though, happily experienced no such trouble. UCLA bludgeoned Belmont. Washington messed up Utah State. San Diego State. That's right. That's what they did. San Diego State came up just short against the Indiana Hoosiers, my alma mater. The Hoosiers pulled it out with a buzzer beater, that three-pointer with just about 3 seconds to go. Gonzaga, meantime, they snuck past Xavier. There was some excitement, though. A bomb threat.
Oh, really?
In San Diego at Cox Arena just before the game. They had to delay the game. There was a suspicious... they evacuated the whole building. The suspicious bag in there turned out to be a big misunderstanding. Benny Laden just had a bag of souvenirs, some caps and pennants and, mm-hmm. and those number one fingers to take back to the guys back at the Al-Qaeda cave. And he just left that sitting there. So everything, all's well that ends well. NBA, Seattle and Golden State were winners. World Baseball Classic last night. The U.S. lost to Mexico 2-1.
This is why baseball's not a real sport and why nobody should follow it or take it seriously, because anybody beats anybody on any night, and it just doesn't work that way with other sports.
Don't make your apologies for this. This is the World Baseball Classic, the sport that we invented. Forget about the world, best in the world. Canada whipped us, and Mexico beat us. We're the bronze medal winner in our continent.
Yes.
This is an embarrassment. Yeah. National shame.
Yeah. Canada and Mexico kicking our ass.
It really?
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
These are dark days.
I'll tell you what.
Old Canada leads me nicely into the NHL. San Jose Sharks won last night, and he did it again. That's right. The best name in pro sports, Jonathan Chicharito.
Score!
I'm starting to think he scores goals just so I can talk about it, and I appreciate it.
What if Chicharito and McAdoo got together, decided to go out and have a sandwich?
Well, let me tell you this. Jonathan Chicharito, he scores another goal, his 41st of the year. I look him up online. Guess where he's from? Up in Ontario, Moose Factory. Chicharito from Moose Factory. The only way it could be better is if his favorite food were Chipotle. God, is that marvelous, huh?
Jesus
and you mentioned
Christ.
That James Toney and Haseem Rahman are hooking up for a heavyweight bout.
Yes.
James Toney was in here, you know, a couple doing some recording of the Dear James Toney.
Yeah.
Here's what he said about his fight. There's a lot of trash talking going on between these two. Listen to James Toney.
I always talk, and I walk the walk. But right now, this guy got me so goddamn pissed off from what happened in Cancun. Man, I can't describe it. But on March 18th, you're gonna see a goddamn, what's that, St. Patty's Day damn near close? A St. Patty's Day massacre.
I don't know what that means, what he said there, but he sounds angry.
I think he's probably trying to make the association of the St. Valentine's Day massacre.
Oh, I see.
That's probably the connection he's trying to make.
Fine translation.
Thank you.
But for his part, Haseem Rahman also angry.
Wow.
If you're out there, Mr. James Toney, shut your pie hole and clean out your ears. I'm going to sock you right in the kisser. You got it, Palooka Joe?
Now, the next thing is...
Doesn't a phone ring normally during those interviews?
Sometimes people call in, yeah.
No, I mean, his boss would call in normally.
Yeah.
Sheldrake.
Yeah, Mr. Sheldrake, yeah. For, Haseem Rahman, though. His words were curt.
Right.
No time for the phone calls.
See.
And, of course, we've got a slate of college basketball to delight us throughout the weekend. I am going to have to make some time, though, tomorrow morning, Saturday morning cartoons. I've been past those for a couple decades now. But there's a new one on that my nephew's introduced me to that is just fantastic. I don't know if you've seen it. I think we have a clip of it. Let's hear that.
He's dizzy. He's schnizzy. The birds that live in Rachel's vagina.
Hey, kids! It's time for another episode of Dizzy and Schnizzy, the birds that live in Rachel's vagina. On today's episode, Dizzy and Schnizzy fly south for the winter.
Are you ready, Dizzy? It's almost time to migrate.
Almost!
Dizzy, what's that elephant doing in Rachel's vagina?
You said we were flying south, and then I needed to pack a trunk.
Not an elephant trunk. Oh, Dizzy.
Stay tuned, kids. Dizzy and Snizzy will be right back.
The birds that live in Rachel's vagina.
Wow. Terrific. A little racy for Saturday morning. Rachel Perry. I'll say you.
Oh, I couldn't be more honored right now. It's
Well, here's the good news. We've established your parents don't listen to the show. That is the upside.
But
that's why you should never curse them for not listening to the show.
My sister listens to it at my mother. My sister works with my mother, and they listen to it at my mother's office. And I believe my niece is off school this week. And is listening as well. So,
if she's
going to love that card.
We're clearly talking about a different Rachel. We're talking about Rachel from Friends.
Right.
Nice job.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
We are going to take ourselves a little break. We have a brewmaster from Guinness who we'll be talking to. Also, David Alan Greer. Irish comedian Tommy Tiernan is coming in here. Also, Def Frat Guy, and much, much more after this.
Yo, this is David Alan Greer. Call Mr. Adam now at 1-866-901-ADAM. That's A-D-A-M, as in motherfucker.
Take a look at it.
He's going to be with us in just a few. The great David Alan Greer. 866-901-ADAM. We have Fergal Murray. He is the brewmaster from Guinness. We're going to talk to him in 1 second. First, Mark the Poet. Mark?
Hey, good morning, Adam. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. You have a poem for us?
Thank you. I have two limericks in honor of the day.
All right.
Here goes the first one. The greatest toast in the morn is Corolla. Awesome as amaretto and Coca-Cola. So take a sip of the hip from the jokes he lets rip. Have you laughing like you just smoked Ebola?
Hmm, that's a limerick, huh?
Yeah.
That's not a limerick. This is a limerick. Here's a limerick for you. The show has a producer named Jim. He is neither handsome nor slim. The glasses he wears, small children he scares. The show would be better without him.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
I'm on my way out.
That's solid.
Hey, Bruska, by the way, what's with all the sweat?
It's so hot in here.
It is hot in here.
It is not hot in here.
I'm hot in here, too.
It's very hot.
Yes.
Rachel.
You have another limerick, by the way, Dave? Mark, you give one. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Not wearing green will pinch you, my pretties. Corolla show broadcast to all awesome cities. St. Patrick's Day, smudge the mind bakes. Peace and prosperity, chase away snakes. Now take off your shirt and show us your shamrocks.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Again, I mean, you know.
Not
C minus?
Right.
Here you go.
I know it should rhyme with cities and cities, but...
You know, we sit around after the show and we think, we got to get more calls. And then as I break it down, everyone who calls in the show, we just really lambaste them and send them on their way.
That poor fella. He's probably drunk. Here's something, though.
Right.
There once was a fat guy named Tad whose life was pathetic and sad. He calls everyone dude and eats way too much food, and nothing to the show does he add.
Wow. I like the twist at the end. Have any more? You have one for pre-op, board op, gay Bill?
I'm only one man.
Wow. How about Brian or Mike?
All right. Do you want me to
try
hand at Mike August?
Do a few more. Yeah, Mike August.
There once was a man named Mike who was a Katie Lang lookalike. Women think he's a creep, and the man is so cheap that each day to work he hitchhikes.
Wow. I like these limericks. Listen, we shouldn't do this once a year. We should do this every day. We really should.
So be it.
Keep coming up with them. I know these are just off the top of your head. We're putting you on the spot this way. But you have one more before we go to the brewmaster.
I guess. There once was a news girl named Perry who gets sick every time she eats dairy. She reads the news. She has bird tattoos because her vagina is an aviary.
Oh, wow.
Wow, I like the use of the word aviary.
Yeah.
As much as I hate the joke.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where you have to respect your opponent. Yeah,
and the dairy.
Anyone for me? Do we have one for me? Something with the massive brow,
Adam. Maybe everything's not about you.
All right, you're right. Fergal Murray.
Uh huh.
You're a brewmaster.
I'm the brewmaster
for Guinness.
The Guinness and Spinix.
Seems like Guinness has really taken off here in the States. I see more commercials for Guinness this football season than I've seen combined the last 5 years, and just in general. How much do you have any statistics or numbers on that?
Well, we know it's growing across the United States, and different markets are growing at different rates, but it's the awareness of the brand is colossal at the moment, with the brilliant TV campaign and the campaign about the 125 calories in it. So the awareness is there, and certainly around this time of the year, we sell an awful lot of beer.
Is it only 125 calories for a 12
in a bottle? Yeah, 10 calories per ounce, effectively. So you get less in calories in a pint of Guinness than you would in a pint of regular premium domestic lager.
But how does that work? Light doesn't pass through the Guinness, and the other stuff, you see the back of your hand right through the glass.
Dark chocolate milkshake.
Yeah, we have a unique brewing process. You see, we leave all the value in the beer, but don't have to put the carbohydrate or calories in it.
Really?
So the roast, the color is the roasted barley. All the color does is give a little flavor and a little roasted flavor through it, and the and adds the color to the product.
So a light beer. Let me just get this straight. A light beer has 110 or so calories.
Like that, yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. So this is on a par. With a light beer.
But we don't brew it down. We don't adjust our brewing process to deliver you a light beer as a consumer.
Right. So, I mean, it's
we're
like...
not doing it on purpose.
It's like you have your choice between drinking water and a milkshake, but they have the same calories?
Yeah.
I'll take the milkshake.
Mm. Good idea. Well, see, that's what you need. The quality of the pint, the perfect pint you get from us. I mean, the perfect look, the great experience when you drink it, the ritual of the creation of the theater when it's poured. We give so much value out there.
I'll tell you something. This Fergal Murray really sells that fake accent.
You've only just got me started. I've got a long way to go. Yeah, we can wax lyrical about you all day long if you like.
He's sitting in a trailer in Iowa right now.
I wish.
He's a heavy set white man who's sort of almost pink, and he puts on this accent as the brewmaster.
Very convincing.
Yeah, are you in Ireland now?
I'm in New York.
Oh.
I'm going to start. I'm in Manhattan. I'm about 34th Street or something like that at the moment. In a studio, speaking to you live.
Thank you.
We're just about ready to get partying. We're going to go out there and see what's going on in New York City.
Sure.
This place is mad on a day like today.
And you have to get drunk every day. It's part of your job. If you're not drunk at work, they'll fire you, right?
Oh well, a beer passes through my lips now. It's what we call drinking with moderation.
Why does the beer? Or the Guinness, I should say, tastes different when you're in Ireland than it does here. Is there a different brew in Ireland?
No, the James's Gate beer is the same beer that you get here in North America. I think it's the same in analogy. When you're on your holiday or when you're away from home, it's sometimes people think things taste better or whatever. Put yourself in Tuscany in a bottle of Chianti. I bet you think it's better there than you do down at your local Italian restaurant.
Right. No, I think you make a good point. If you're sitting here at the Olive Garden staring at the fake grapes hanging off the lattice and enduring another marathon of your mother-in-law waxing on about how the old lady could have done better than you, you're not going to enjoy the glass of wine.
I
don't want to get too cathartic, but you know what I'm saying.
You sounded great. I mean, you were on a roll there, man.
Thank you. So your job as a brewmaster, the brewmaster over Guinness is what? What's the daily work for you?
Daily work. Well, we got to create 3 million pints a day in St. James's Gate.
Wow.
So it means I got to turn that raw material, that malt, the barley, and the hops into the most consistent and high quality product in the world. And effectively, my job is to manage the control points. There's some critical control points along the way in that brewing process. And then finally, we do a little tasting to ensure that what we've done completes the task. So.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, sometimes I'm out here talking to people like yourselves, communicating what we do, so you understand that we're not just making a dark, heavy product, as you describe
it. Let me ask you a couple of questions as far as consumption goes. What temperature should it be
42 degrees Fahrenheit in the glass.
So you've given this some thought. So your fridge is somewhere in that range, right?
The fridge will be a little lower than that. Fridge should be about 37 to 39 if you've got it tuned in all right.
Right, so when you take it out and you pour it into a room temperature glass and it sits for a second,
42.
It'll probably go up to 42, and that's when you consume.
Yeah, I mean, and if it's a hot day, it's 30 degrees outside, and maybe it might reach 45. But that's as far as you need it to be.
And then what about it going skunky, as they say? What if you have it in a can and it sits in your pantry for a year? Is it just as good?
It won't kill you. We recommend that it served within 6 months, but there won't be any harm.
Right. And where does Guinness stand in terms of rankings now? I mean, is it compares to something like Sam Adams? Because I have no idea, or Sierra Nevada, or something like that.
In North American market, we'd still probably be under 1% of the total volume sold in America.
Mm-hmm.
But from awareness point of view, we the brand is phenomenal awareness. And I think Sam Adams and Sierra Nevada, you just mentioned, they're probably about the same quantities of volume served.
Right, but they're not moving it across the pond like you guys are, right?
No.
And then another thing, too, I imagine you do well, we talked a little more earlier about the advertising campaigns and stuff. I guess you do better in what we call the blue states out here. I'm guessing you do better in New York than you do in Nebraska, right?
The big cities where there's a number of bars and tradition of going out and having a couple of pints. We do most of our product sales as draft in the pubs. With you know, when the U.S. market is about packaged products, and we don't do much in our packaged product area. We're about going to the pub and having that great experience, that great ritual of getting that perfect pint poured for you by these great bartenders, and then sitting up in the bar and having a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
That's what we're about. So we're probably our focus is on draft products in pubs because that's where we're unique. The unique experience of delivering that perfect pint is what we do. No other beer can deliver you that experience.
All right. Yes. Let me ask about speaking of unique and serving in the pubs. What about this that in Irish hospitals they really serve Guinness to the patients?
We have done in the past. It's still there as a sort of an opportunity for patients to have a pint.
But you give it. They actually give it to people who have. Stomach and intestinal problems?
You know, here we get...
What a country.
We get, in
the
hospital, we get served cran apple out of a box. You guys get Guinness. I'm gonna go to Ireland and throw myself down a flight of stairs.
Yes, when it's time for major surgery, I'm off to Ireland.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day is a great day in America, though. You really know how to have a great party and really enjoy yourselves.
Well, that's the whole thing. You guys look at yourself as the number one booze capital of the world, but I got to tell you, there's a country nipping at your heels, and it's the U.S.
You can tell me about it on today, but I mean, let's make sure that everybody has a little responsibility.
Responsibility.
Here's, when I need my mother, I'll call Pittsburgh.
That's right. Here's what this country was built on. Some of the greatest alcoholics from around the world came here and started businesses. Really, because these are the people that get on the boats and travel the seas and risk it all. These are the alcoholics. They're the thrill seekers. If you think about it, that's what we have. The people, the teetotalers, they stay where they are, and they go into the family business. But the alcoholics, they set sail for the new world. That's what this
now
country is.
Now let's all get drunk!
Yes. All right. I want to thank you.
You're great. You're brilliant. Well done. Everybody.
Well done. Brilliant done. And well done. I love that.
Have a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well
thank
done
you.
On that fake Irish accent,
thank
too,
you.
Sir.
Yeah.
Throw a few Guinness into you nicely today.
Thank
and enjoy
you.
Enjoy your day. And have fun.
Thank you, Fergal. We'll do that. And he hangs up the phone. He said, God damn it, Connie! Would you get in here?
I think I fooled them. I think they thought I was a real Irishman.
Ah, we have another limerick.
Yeah, I have one on Dave.
Wow. Oh,
this ought to be fantastic.
All right.
Everybody get away. I just want everybody out there listening to get in a comfortable position.
If you're driving, pull over. We don't want you going into the guardrail.
There once was a man named Dave. He dresses like he lives in a cave. His nose is big, so is his belly, and his Janet Gretzky bits really suck.
D plus.
Very generous, yes.
I have one about Board Op Bill.
All right. Requested. Pre-op gay.
Yeah.
Board Op Bill.
There once was a board op named Bill. Bent men's behinds he liked to fill. It was quite a sight that crazy night when he slipped Brusca a GHB pill.
Wow. You actually included two in that. I like that. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. David Alan Greer coming up. Def Rat Guy coming up. Irish comedian Tommy Tiernan coming up. All that after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 1-866-901-ADAM. That's 1-866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show. You better call. This is MG. We got to go. Call the Adam Carolla Show now.
All right. Irish comedian Tommy Tiernan in studio. David Alan Greer, another Irish comedian, just walked into the green room. Nice to meet you, Tommy.
Well, hello there.
Tommy's going to be...
A genuine Irish accent as opposed to the last guy.
Yeah, the Guinness guy, as you pointed out, was English.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we should have heard that.
My mistake.
Well, but we're arrogant Americans.
Well,
you know?
You're lovely. You're humble. You're earth-loving, hairy people.
Thank you.
I don't like either way, Irish or the English people. I don't like what they've done to our language.
Yes, they took our language and they destroyed
Bastardized.
It. Yes. Tommy's going to be performing, by the way, at UCLA at the McGowan Little Theater tonight. Actually, now. Well, not now this second, but I'm guessing today if he doesn't tie one on. And through April 2nd.
Tie one on? What does that mean?
That means get loaded. What do you guys have?
I don't drink. How about that for an Irishman?
You don't drink?
Oh, no. I don't drink, no.
Wow, so that's why they threw you out, huh?
That's why I'm here. That's why I leave the country.
They have a barge that they set up. It's just the teetotalers have to get on. Get moving!
Was that your Irish accent?
Yeah, it was.
Good.
Yeah, I do nothing. Must be hard, people screaming for their families. I'll miss you. Send money. And then begging. I'll start drinking, I promise.
It's out of our hands.
Too
he
late.
Doesn't drink.
Too late. Move on. That's right.
It was actually all that you were saying earlier on that it was the alcoholics that came across. It was actually all the religious freaks that came across.
Well, same people, but yes.
All the righteous pilgrims came across.
Yeah, we had. I think the guys who were actually coming across on the boat were the religious pilgrims and nuts. But the guys who actually steered the boat and worked the boats, those were the alcoholics, and they took over once we got here. That's basically what happened. It's like they stowed away like some dung beetle from Africa stowed away in a shipment and then just started multiplying once they hit here because they had no natural enemies once they got here. The boozers take over. It's like they take over the parties. They just came here and take over. It's interesting. So you have a boat with 200 pilgrims in it and like 15 drunken deckhands and they just take over when they land on Plymouth Rock. Yeah, that's the history. The more you know. Where's that sound effect? Thank you. The history of the world. So, Tommy.
So?
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry for that rant. I didn't mean to take the wind out of your sail, but you got me going. Tommy is reading here that your band. What's the band here from? For doing skits on the Catholic Church? They uptight over there in Ireland?
A little bit, yeah. I got into trouble. I got banned from the national TV station twice, actually, for doing religious material.
Where does Ireland, where do they come down? Because I don't know. I mean, you hear certain places, like obviously you hear about Amsterdam and it's Sodom and Gomorrah over there, smoke the weed and bang a hook or something. And then there's other places, maybe Germany, seem a little more buttoned down. A little more uptight. Well, where do you think Ireland comes down in that mix?
In terms of getting drunk and banging hookers?
Yeah.
I think we're fairly secretive, but prolific.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you quietly bang hookers?
Yeah.
I like that.
They're kind of sneaky bangs.
Right. Yeah, why announce kind
of
it?
Little fiddles.
Yeah. Why go for the overt bang when you can go for the sneaky bang?
Stuff you can do in your own house while your parents are asleep. That kind of...
Sneaky bang sounds like a horrible haircut. Should have gone with the Dorothy Hamill.
But compared to the U.S., you've only been here for a week now?
Yeah.
Compared to the U.S., they love the Lord, they love Jesus in Ireland a little bit more than they do here in...
Yeah, but we don't talk about it.
Oh, no.
Here, everybody, it seems to be quite... it's part of your everyday conversation. In Ireland, it's the church is actually dying in Ireland right now.
Yeah. Well, you guys don't have blacks. That's your problem.
Absolutely, we do.
You need more. You don't have enough.
Well,
they're your blacks. You don't have our blacks. We send our blacks over.
The Irish are the blacks.
Believe me, these are the ones who thank Jesus Christ on an hourly basis. You need some black athletes pointing up at the sky, thanking Christ all the time. You got to do it. That's your problem.
But we have a lot of Christians now coming from Central Africa. To Ireland.
Yeah, but I still argue that they're not our brand, and they don't do the post-game interviews and stuff like that. That's where God really gets his kudos around here. See, it only seems like it because everybody on TV is a pompous blowhard or an athlete, and they do a lot of thanking
and
God.
And the president.
Yeah, he does that too, yeah. By the way, am I the only one who's sort of...
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
The only one sort of creeped out by the fact that he's talking about, you know, the president of this country, sort of talking about divine rights and stuff like that, and his maker and his savior and all this, is telling him to do stuff. A little bit creepy for the atheists.
Of course it is! Finally, you're getting off the right, out of the right wing.
Thank you.
The president, the most powerful man in the world, leaves everything to the fairy tale of Jesus.
Right. Thank you. How about Bono? Is he considered a blowhard in your country?
Yeah, but he's a kind of an affectionate blowhard. We kind of, we don't mind him. He's okay.
You like him? But yeah, he comes over here and he just ranks on this country. We're not doing enough. We're not, I mean, how would you like it if we sent over Bon Jovi? Hold on. How would the good people of Ireland like it? We send over Bon Jovi and all they do is pick your government apart. What are you people doing to stop AIDS in Africa? This sickens me. You guys need to do more. I'm going to throw a concert and how fast would you ass right out of town? That's all I'm saying. You know what it's like for us?
But if it was Bryan Adams, maybe we'd go for it.
We have our own blowhard rock stars over here. We don't need yours coming over here and telling us what's wrong with this country.
I'll tell him.
Please.
I'll tell him.
You guys all know each other, right? All right. We need to take ourselves a break. Tommy Tiernan here. He's a household name in Ireland, so he says.
Like a domestic appliance.
We'll take a break, and then we'll find out. Maybe we'll call Ireland. We'll find out if people know who we are.
That'd be good. I can give you some phone numbers.
Oh, no. That's not the game. Also, David Alan Greer, household name in Ireland as well. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
Hey, everybody. 866-901-ADAM. Tommy Tiernan here. He's an Irish comic. He's huge in Ireland. Or so he says.
He's like the Hasselhoff of Germany and Ireland.
Yeah.
Never mind.
No, he's Jerry Lewis in France.
Rachel's been drinking.
He is going to be playing at the McGowan Little Theater in UCLA.
I'm the Bill Cosby of Chad.
That's right.
I should admit, we're having Limerick wars right now. I'm all hopped up on Limerick.
Yes.
But I should employ you to write me some limericks.
Are you good, Tommy?
I mean,
I could try.
Isn't that the Irish thing?
I don't know enough about everybody around the table here to diss them, but...
Well, just use,
maybe
use
we should have taken
generic insults.
Really?
Yasmin is on the phone. Yasmin?
Hello, yeah.
You work at a McDonald's in Dublin?
I do, yeah.
You're in Dublin right now.
I am.
What time is it?
It is. What time is it? Hold on 1 second.
That's definitely an Irish accent.
I really have to hang on to find out what time it is in Ireland. 4:15 over there.
Yeah.
And a couple things. You guys have the Shamrock Shake?
We do, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's probably where it was invented. And do you know who Tommy Tiernan is?
I do, yeah. He's a famous comedian, over here anyway.
So. Wow, everyone knows his name over there, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have a specific bit he does that you enjoy?
Well, I have a couple of his DVDs, so...
Wow. And this is not a plant. This is not set up. And now, what are you doing? Do you work the register?
I work a bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I used to work the grill over here at the Studio City McDonald's, by the way. Yeah, what a thrill. Do you guys have the same lingo we had? Cheese 3, please. Burgers up. Wrap, please.
Yeah,
cheese count on
it.
Max, please.
Yeah.
So they've humiliated you as well.
We do, yeah.
Wow. Let me talk to someone who works the grill. Is there someone who works the grill over there?
Yeah.
Go get him. Wow. It's got to be weird. McDonald's with a bunch of freckled, red-haired people working.
I just have
Yeah?
A few lads that want to say something.
A few lads?
Mind.
Okay.
Just a moment.
Did she hang up on us?
There's some lads, though, that want to say something.
Wow.
Are they
once
fans?
In a lifetime opportunity to talk to Tommy, and now the phone's been.
And it's,
yes.
Like, it's 4:15 in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day, and everybody is hammered.
That's the way it is. So everybody's loaded
just
in Ireland.
Quadriplegic drunk.
It's, so the religious part of the holiday is thrown aside even over there.
It doesn't even exist. What better way to mark the coming of Catholicism into your country by drinking yourself senseless?
I don't want to turn this into a Pulp Fiction bit, but do you guys have the quarter pounder over there?
Oh yeah, everything you have, we have.
And you call it that, even though you're on the metric system.
Good one, we do. The quarter pounder, yeah.
Okay.
We only have the metric system in terms of distances.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in terms of weight, everything is still like pounds and stuff like that.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
You don't have a stone. Do you have stone?
We do. Everybody has stones.
No, but I mean like Dave would weigh 7 stone or something that.
No, he doesn't weigh 7 stone.
20 stone.
20 stone.
Do you have a 13 stone, Dave?
I don't know what,
know what a stone is.
Oh, really? Okay. But imagine 13 stones.
Yeah, you look about 13.
Stones. Fair enough.
Well, around the holidays, he'll bulk up.
I don't know if I should come over there and beat you senseless for calling me 13 stone. No. Are you calling me fat?
No, I'm calling you about 13 stone.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know. What is it, like 15 pounds per stone?
14.
14. All right.
All right.
I think you're about 13 stone.
All right.
And around Thanksgiving, he'll bulk up that 14 and a half stone. And then he'll take a nice number 2, and he'll get down to 12 stone.
Perfect.
Thank you. So it turns out she knows you.
Everybody knows me.
I know you say that.
Now you're so you can go at any bar in Ireland and have any woman you please.
Yeah.
Any woman you desire.
We're not on in Ireland. You're a good-looking man.
If I was inclined that way, I would.
You look like Aidan Quinn, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Rachel. He's about to ask Rachel. What do you think of Tommy's looks? He's got a nice salt and pepper, like 5-day growth.
Yeah,
he wears
the fisherman
hat, right?
That fisherman Colin Farrell Irish thing. He's got a turtleneck sweater and like a toque, as we call them in Canada.
A toque.
It's like a beanie, whatever knitted hat. Pulled back.
He looks like the Old Spice man returning to his port of call.
Yeah.
Gunny sack tossed over the shoulder, coming up, beautiful woman waiting for him.
Point is, Rachel, you like what you see.
Yeah.
I have very soft hands as well. Very soft. There's a few of my hands are soft there.
Blue eyes.
He does. He has soft hands.
Yeah, because he doesn't do work. That's why he has soft hands. And he over-lubricates just in the hand region, if you know what I mean.
So there's one other part of his body that's also very soft.
I would say yes.
I'm not touching it.
That's right. Yasmin, are you back with us?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, can you get someone who works the grill? Because really, here's the thing. As an ex-grill man over at McDonald's, to me, it transcends all international boundaries. We have a certain fraternity that you guys could never understand if you've not worked at McDonald's and worked the grill.
Okay, just a moment.
I really want to talk about that speech because I used to have to wear I used to sweat profusely behind the grill, but I still had to wear the plastic smock and the polyester brown gi, and I had to wear the brown shoes I wore for my ninth grade graduation. Hello, what's your name?
Dan.
One of the lads.
Ian?
Ian, yeah, that's it.
Oh, Ian, all right. Do you know Tommy Tiernan?
I do, indeed. I've seen him a few times.
Wow. Household name over there. Yeah, and you work the grill over at McDonald's. In Dublin.
Yeah.
Now you guys have the Big Mac, quarter pounder.
Hamburgers, cheeseburgers.
And you call the quarter pounder the quarter pounder.
You do indeed. It's not a royale with cheese.
And do you have the wrap? What do you say when your burgers are finished?
Max for wrap.
Max for wrap. We'd there say burgers up wrap, please. And then how do you get the cheese count on those? How do you know how many are with cheese and how many are without cheese?
Because you got 8 regular, so you got like 2 plain, 4 cheese.
Oh, you don't do the cheese count on Max, please?
No, I'll max up cheese.
All right, well, please, I should go over there and give you guys a motivational speech.
Well, does Dan have any message he'd like to deliver to Tommy, his once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
Hey, Ian.
How's it going, Tommy?
Are you well?
Not too bad.
Is everybody hammered?
Absolutely, but we'll be later on anyway.
How was the parade?
That's not too bad. You only seen a bit of it on the telly, you know? You're working here today.
Good man.
How much do you guys make an hour over there?
Yeah, about 2 grand an hour.
Two what?
2 grand. That's McDonald's now.
Yeah. I don't know what that equivalent is over here. And if you have
$10 an hour would be.
Oh, really?
It's about 11 stone.
About 11 stone? All right, thank you, Ian.
No worries, man.
Good. Cheers.
All right.
All right. We got one more. Got the... owns Delaney's Pub. He's out in Dublin. We'll see if he knows Tommy.
Oh,
Michael?
Wow.
Hello, my name's Michael Delaney. I'm the owner of Delaney's Pub in Firhouse, Knockline in Dublin.
Wow.
It's a family-owned pub, and we've owned it in the family for 150 years.
Firhouse, Knockline is my wife's name for her private parts.
Does he know me?
By the way. People have different names, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Michael, do you know Tommy Tiernan?
I do indeed. I've seen him in Vicar Street, and I've seen him on the Pat Kenny Show on RTE Television.
Wow. And do you know me, Adam Carolla? Because Tommy was saying he knew me from MTV, I guess, in Ireland?
Yeah. No, I know you now.
No.
I know Jay Leno well.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
Terrific.
So sad. All right. Thank you. We'll not be talking again. A pox I put on you and your country. May your potatoes never grow. Whatever you guys do over there. Whatever famine you have.
Now, Tommy, you were a fan of Carolla's, watching him on the TV?
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the show, but it was like everybody sitting around talking about sex, and there was a blonde
yes.
I don't remember
guy.
It either.
Loveline,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you were very funny in that. It really made me laugh.
Thank you. I'm surprised they sent that
Ace,
over the seas.
When somebody pays you a compliment, it's nice to return it.
Yeah. Well, no, I said thank you. Oh, return to the combo. Yeah. I said the guy looked like Aidan Quinn, and
that's true.
You know,
that's true.
Admired his soft hands. You do you have a limerick for us, by the way?
I certainly do have a limerick.
Oh, this is nice. Okay. Let's hear it.
There once was a guy named Dave. Bruska hopes he drowns in a giant wave. He speaks like Adam, kisses his ass, and his giant Gretzky bits really suck.
Ends the same way.
Well, the good news is that the Janet Gretzky bits are reaching Ireland.
All right. The point, we'll take a break, and Tommy will translate that for you during the break. I want to thank Tommy Tiernan for coming in here. Turns out everyone in Ireland does know who he is and is a huge fan. He's going to be at the McGowan Little Theater at UCLA.
It's a cool place, too.
TommyTiernan.com is where you go. TommyTiernan.com. Find out more information. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yes. My favorite comedian. My dear, dear lover. My main man, David Alan Greer.
Stop it. Now let me tell you, you liar, every time I listen to this radio station, some other joke-telling bastard comes on here, and what do I hear? My favorite comedian. Carrot Top. Ladies and gentlemen, Carrot Top. Oh, how dare you.
That's how I make people feel at home, Dave.
Can I leave now? Because, you know, you said you were going to ride motorcycles. I washed the bike. Did I get a call? Okay, it rained for a week, but that's no excuse, Adam.
We're going out, brother.
No, I don't want to see you anymore.
No, we're going
out. Just leave me alone. Stop calling, Adam. Stop it. Just no means no, okay?
Look, it's either you or Coulier's package. I have no other celebrities to hang out with.
How dare you? You do have, what was that guy, Leroy Lester? Lester Leroy, whatever the...
Oh, the NASCAR
driver?
Yeah,
the black NASCAR driver.
Yes, Bill Lester. You're not a fan of his. He's wants to be the first black man to be on the NASCAR circuit since like the 80s or something. Right.
But you know how they do them. They're like, well, you can't ride the cars. He put you in the truck there.
Well, I think the way he talks will help put them at ease. This is actually some Bill Lester for you.
The historical aspect of it is kind of secondary. The fact of the matter is that I'm a race car driver, and this is something that I've wanted
to
do.
Right there.
To race at the top level. You know,
the historical aspect of it is secondary. Okay, well, it was clan-based and liquor running rednecks. Let's forget that. Let's squint our eyes. And it's 006, and I'm a Negro. I'd like to race.
I like the last black race car driver, Willie T. Ribbs.
Willie T.
There's a black man's name right there.
His parents cursed him twice. They're like, Willie T. Ribbs. Hog Maws Jr. Yeah. Pig Feet Murkison.
Yeah, your sister Hickory Sauce. She's joining in the living room.
No, they're trying to give him. That's like the Johnny Cash song. My name is Sue.
My name is Sue.
I know.
How do you do?
All right. David Alan Greer. My main man.
Happy St. Patrick's
Day. How do you celebrate, Dave?
Yay!
What do you do?
Well, I got this morning. I've been drinking since 6. I played my sack green. And I'm just out here doing my drinking. Rachel, I love you so much. You're cool.
You love Rachel Perry, don't you?
I do.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
Oh, no, I got it. He's
gone and lost it again.
Give me a beer. And while I'm there,
what would you do with the beautiful?
He's so adorable.
How would you make love to the beautiful Rachel Barry?
First of all, hold my beer. Face the wall. All right, let me get myself all worked up. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me. Don't you look at me. Don't you look at me.
That's a bad drunk.
He passes out after he makes love every time.
Last time Where's I almost beer? Suffocated.
Yeah,
I know. You're like, would you roll over?
Thank God you're facing the wall this time.
She's going to come to work with a big, huge red stripe.
No, my daughter,
please.
To be in love, Adam. Oh, jeez.
Dave.
Gee, Willikers.
Here's the thing about David. People think he's pretending when he pretends to be nuts, but he is really clinically insane.
That's not true. I come over to your house. I'm not all bouncing all over the walls.
I know, but Dave, let's be serious for one moment. You can't have a relationship that lasts more than 15 minutes.
That's not true. I've been dating this girl almost a year. She lives in New York, and it's going well.
But the second she moves out here, it's over.
We're talking about that. I don't know. I'm trying to make that leap. I was married for like 7 years. Absolutely faithful. Like, honey, I'm home, just like you.
What happened?
What happened? I don't know. I mean, you know, I was...
You fell asleep on her, making love.
Here's what happened. You know, we got this divorce, and then I thought that I was having, you know, good sex and stuff while I was married, and then I got out there, I got turned down. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I called my brother at 4 a.m. I was like, get up! I just received oral favors from a porn star. I've been lied to my whole life. Wow. It was literally like a religious conversion.
Which porn star? Peter North?
You know me well. A little old-fashioned, but I don't care. But anyway, I got out there and it just turned out. So I, you know, lived a single life for a while, but now I'm back.
Yeah, but it's been 20 years now, right?
Oh, yeah. You know,
for a while.
When the knees go
decades.
And the lower back pain started, that's when I was like, you're going to be my honey bunny. Hold this. Give me a minute. Okay. Yeah, that's
it. So but you think of yourself as saint.
Saint? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Bastard.
Jack?
What did you see that? What did I ever do? You see me in my low points, Adam.
No, here's the thing about Dave.
Listen, you were a good friend. You shepherded me into a dark period.
Dave?
Rachel, have you ever gone through a little difficult period?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, when the ends fray a little bit, you know, and
just go
and,
a little,
yeah, a little bonkers,
oh,
you know, because
yeah.
of job, work, relationships, something.
Absolutely.
Dating the dangerous guy, you know, or yeah. so whatever.
But that
right?
doesn't last 17 years. That's a weekend.
What year is it now?
That's a good point.
That's my point. Dave, you're a genius, and I believe it haunts you.
Thank you, Adam!
I think your IQ is turned against... I think your brain is turned against itself.
I told you this. I went into therapy, man, and I would read books like and take notes, mm-hmm. keep a diary. I would come in and give my therapist my reading list. She's like, I haven't read this book. You haven't?
Yeah.
It's about depression and peaks and valleys. You've got to read this book and go on the website. And she couldn't keep up with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so. If your therapist
yeah.
should be charging golden time
oh, yeah.
the whole time.
I mean, you can't help
because you're nuts and you're smart. You're probably smarter than they are.
Stop it.
It's true.
I'm like those, you know, they had this experiment they did with these chimpanzees, and they couldn't figure out how the chimpanzees were finding out everything. So they looked, and the chimpanzees would look through the keyhole.
Mm-hmm.
They would get on, like three of them would get on each other's back, and the tallest one would look through the keyhole and see where they left the key.
Mm-hmm.
See all the stuff where the food was, and as soon as they left, they're like, these monkeys know everything.
That's let me tell you, if I told that story, I'd be pulled right off the air.
Oh, stop
that. That's right. Jesse Jackson would march
you don't
right
say
into the
it
studio.
No, you don't say it about monkeys. No, you say it about basketball players.
Oh, well.
You know, black
Touché.
People. That's why you're taking off the
Touché.
Air.
Jack has a limerick, by the way. We've been doing limericks all morning.
I got a limerick about you, by the way. I've been
writing. Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You
well, let's hear Jack's ready? First.
Okay.
Jack?
Yes, sir.
How say you in the limerick department?
Okay. There once was a young man named Adam. Crabs in his Brillo, he had them.
Hmm.
There were fleas in his eyebrow and fleas in his pubes. Is there any wonder those bugs got confused?
That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Your rhyming is all off.
Come on.
You screwed up the meter.
Here's a positive one sent in by my cousin Brandon from Harrisburg, PA. Listens every day to every second of the show on the online. There once was a god named Corolla who should market his own brand of cola. It would sell like hotcakes, and with the money he makes, he could get work done to look like Han Solo.
I
like the Star Wars reference.
Not a true rhyme, but we'll accept that. That was bad. Good.
I've got one.
All right.
I've got one. There once was a guy named Damashek. He looks like a Jewish Shrek. He thinks he's so funny, but I make more money, so I'll laugh while I'm cashing my check.
Oh,
wow. I like that. You turned a dark corner and came right back around and gave him that final punch.
That's all pile on Dave Damashek.
Hey, let me ask
C-.
you something.
Yeah, oh, please.
Mike
Adam,
August, hold on, number one booker. That is from within the building.
Thank you.
Mike August has his own limerick for Damashek, too.
For Dave.
Let's hear.
There once was a failed radio guy named Damashek.
a man Jimmy Kimmel calls a lame hack. His mommy loved him too much, a love no other can touch, which is why Dave's brand new wife hates him such.
Let's go to Rachel. Rachel?
That is atrocious.
Another one?
You didn't even pronounce his name right. You're like, Dame a Chalk.
Dave has a rebuttal.
Here it is.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you of Mike, the show's booker. He's cheap and he's not much of a looker. He smells like an ox and doesn't wear socks, and for sex he goes to a hooker.
All right!
Solid.
My kind of guy.
It's true, I guess.
Beautiful. Here's my limerick about Adam. There once was a dude named Adam. He all right.
Nice.
Rachel, what say you?
I thought that was awesome. Lazy.
Thank you so much.
That was maybe the best one we heard all day.
I would call
mine
that
was more like a haiku.
I would call that inspired.
That well, was like a limerick from the Black Irish.
There you go. There you go. I got cut through the chase. You know?
Yeah. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back. We got more of my main man, David Alan Greer. I think he's bringing a reverend in here to help explain a few things to us.
Also, now, you know that, never mind. We'll talk later.
All right. Finger, the reverend's going to come in here with Dave. Also, a little more from Road Rage, Eddie and Ozzy from the Tom Bergen's Bar. We'll do all that after this.
Attention all humans of the planet Earth. This is Randy and Lonnie Vanstone. And you can call Adam Carolla now at 1-866-901-ADAM. Hey, man, what's Adam's number? 2326. Hey, nobody asked you, Hawk. You're not the band.
David Alan Greer, also known as my main man. Not clinically insane.
Excuse me?
Sane. Sane as the day is long. And he's going to be at the Irvine Improv.
Talking about
how sane he is. Well, he's going to be there tonight through Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm talking about sanity, too.
You go to improv.com.
And
tickets.
Ace, are you the person to dispense the judgments on who's the picture of mental health?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You are. All right.
Thank you. Now, David has brought his friend, Reverend Lionel Finger, in here. We're going to talk to him in just a second. Right. I want to tell a quick, and he's going to talk about St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. It just reminds me, Dave, I know you have sort of a weak stomach, so you may want to turn down your headphones here. But but I got to tell you, last year St. Patrick's Day made the mistake of eating some of that corned beef, but it was green and cabbage, but it was all green. You know, they colored it green, and I must have overdid it. Maybe I was partying a little too much. I was doing some Jaeger shots, smoking a cigar. Yeah, Dave, I know. I just told David it was funny. I'm going to tell Damashek this anyway. So I'm putting down the corned beef, and I'm doing. I'm doing the Jaeger. It's just hanging. Okay. Doing the Jaeger shots, and all of a sudden the room starts spinning.
Hold on, Adam. I can't get out of the room. The door's locked.
I'm just talking to Dave.
Okay.
And so I'm rushing for the pot, you know, and I plant myself on the throne there, and what comes out of me, first off, to call it Dago glow green is not
locked.
To do it. Dave, just hang tight.
Okay,
but
sorry,
it's not. It doesn't do it justice to call it day glow. It's just neon green. What's coming out of me at this point? And it is not.
That's
not looking.
It is not a solid, a liquid, or a gas. It is all three.
Please stop. You know what
I
mean?
And this mess that is coming out. Dave,
I'm sorry.
Now it starts coming out the other end too. All right. Now the toilet won't flush because the damn thing's clogged up because I use so much toilet. Dave, hang tight. Let me finish the story, would you please? Now the place is overflowing with green water. Okay. Now everyone else comes into the place and they start heaving. Okay.
Oh, why did I have grits this morning? Oh, jeez.
What's going on?
Oh, my nose.
I was just talking to Damashek about what came out of me, you know?
Jeez. I asked you that to do that, man. I couldn't get out. I just puked everywhere.
I told you to turn down your headphones. I know you have a novel stomach.
Sorry isn't the word.
Oh, there's big chunks. I might well eat them. I mean, they're...
Right. That's kind of nice. It's like eating breakfast.
All right, Dave. I'm sorry for that. I just wanted to get to that story.
Oh, boy. Well, my tubes are cleaned.
We okay?
Yeah, can I have another Guinness?
Now, the Reverend Lionel Finger is in here. He's not happy about St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I just want to bring a friend of mine on. Mm-hmm. He's a reverend, religious man. He's got a lot of things he wants to talk about that we always talk about, you know, black people. Talk about black things.
Okay.
What's up, Rev?
What's happening? It's great to be here. Thank you for having me on your show today. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Because as... as I sit here and look at St. Patrick's Day, I see a lot of Irish Americans going to church celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and it reminds me how separate we are as people, whether you're Irish or Christian or Jewish or white or black or Asian or non-Asian or semi-Asian. This holiday affects us differently, and it points out the differences in each of us. And now I think this holiday and holidays like this are good because we celebrate our differences. It also reminds us we are not equal as people. There's a palpable excitement about St. Patrick's Day that I found noticeably absent from the holiday season we just left, Black History Month.
We have one of those?
Yes, all of February, 28 days.
See what I'm saying, Raph? See what we got over here?
Gotta be kidding me.
Yes, 28 days.
28 days.
Of Black History Month.
Every year?
Chocolatey
brown, baby! What the hell is going on?
Yes, sir. Yes,
and people aren't as excited about
that. I'm going
that.
To Mexico. They got anything over
there.
They
celebrate it there, too, man. You can't run away from knowledge, right, Ref?
Oh,
high
my
five,
God.
Baby. Hey, now.
But now, Adam, I don't want to sound upset or jealous about St. Patrick's Day, but it just, as I thought about Black History Month and the difference between the two, and just thinking about that and Dr. Martin Luther King's message of equality.
Watch it now, watch it now.
You know, which, that's something we ought to be excited about.
Real black doctor or Bill Cosby black doctor? Ooh, you know what I mean?
How dare you?
Well, I'm just saying.
This man is a real doctor.
All right, I didn't know.
Let me ask you something, Adam, if that is your name. Did you ever ask Dr. Drew, is he really a doctor?
Did you ever ask Dr. J?
Good point. Rachel, help me out.
Thank you.
I'm passing off to the reverend now.
No problem. But like I said, I pondered this for a while, and after much consideration, I've come to this conclusion. I don't think we will be equal as people until we can learn to treat Martin Luther King Day and Cinco de Mayo and Yom Kippur and other such holidays with the same disrespect that we treat St. Patrick's Day.
Interesting.
Whoa, that's interesting.
I mean, just get loaded and dye everything brown, I guess, on Martin Luther King Day.
Well,
I'm just saying, if you're going to dye the river green.
We don't. Do they do that here in L.A.? Do they do that?
No, but we dye everything else green. That's all true. The booze is green, you know. Why don't
but let me, here's the problem I got with it. Are you talking about a day or every day in February? Because that's a long time.
That's a tall order.
I'm talking every day in February.
Oh, that's a lot of booze there.
Well, no, but that's good. It brings us together.
And now we drink Guinness here for, what would we drink? Like malt liquor or something?
Absolutely.
I'm asking. I want to be educated. That's what I'm saying.
Why don't we make a chocolate brown drink? So you could take some Guinness and put some Hennessy in there, call it Guinnessy. You know what I'm saying?
Guinnessy.
You know what I'm saying? Chocolate brown. Guinnessy, baby. And you could have that as a black history drink.
Wow.
And
you
take little ice cubes, but you put like pictures of great black people inside the ice cube.
Wow.
Learning. You know, you see what I'm saying?
I think I swallowed Harriet Tubman.
Oh, Don't worry. Look out.
She'll come out.
Yeah, she's on the Underground Railroad. Look out, baby. You know what I'm saying?
She'll come out before you know it.
Hey, look out. Maybe bring somebody with her. Anyways, I think we come up with some good stuff here.
Guinnessy.
I mean, it's like Cinco de Mayo right around the corner. Why not Cinco de Mayo instead of, you know, why not bring everyone together by going to your favorite restaurant, ordering a nice meal, but don't eat it. You know, order a cerveza. Don't drink it. Invite the busboy to your table. Give him that meal and that cerveza, and then make out with him.
Good.
You lost me on that.
Cinco de Blanco.
You lost me on that.
Yeah.
No,
you said
make
out a weird end at the end.
You put the gay thing in
well,
there?
Well, no, I'm saying because you look at St. Patrick's Day and people have buttons that say, kiss me on my
I see. But as a man of the cloth, it seems like a strange message to make out with the busboy.
Why don't you, like, go with your strength, you know? Use a myth, you know. It's chocolate month, and I'm big on it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? Keeping the myth alive.
Right.
You know? I'm packing pipe in chocolate month. You know, something like that. Positive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's not a bad idea. That's not.
He's shutting me down.
No, man. I'm not.
He's shutting you down, Dave.
I'm spitballing up in there, baby.
I'm part of the clergy. If you would tithe more at the church, then maybe some of your ideas could get through the
church. Yeah, that's right.
I got some chocolate, Hershey's chocolate bar. Mm-hmm. You could do month of February chocolate bars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Again, like slogans etched in the chocolate. You know, each one teach one.
Right.
With nuts and nougat. You know what I mean?
I'll do you one better. Dark chocolate.
Ooh,
and go ahead and stamp the great, all the great black cops throughout history. Mm. Do you have 28 of them?
Yes.
We do. Put those all.
OJ,
I'm just asking.
We have Cassius Clay.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali.
Did I say Bobby Brown? Hold on. That's not 2 days.
No, it's two guys.
No, but no, that's one day.
You can't do two bars.
I'm just saying that's one. You can't do Kareem Abdul. Okay.
Willie T. Ribs.
That'll be the fifth. But I'm saying you can't use Kareem Abdul Jabbar and Luau Cinder. That's still one day. It's the same dude. That's what I'm saying.
That's two different lines. That's two different lines.
Oh, well, this is getting uncomfortable.
Well, hey, man, you know, if you're going to be lying about my people. Not to mention, there's also Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the little-known running back for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, that's true, too. All right, so there's a second day for you guys. I guess you guys could cobble together 28.
Martin Luther King Jr. Senior. He was before the other Martin Luther King.
All right, so there's another two.
They called him Jr., but his real name was Martin Luther King Jr. Senior.
All right.
But Jr. was like his nickname, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. There's Kobe.
Oh, that's right.
And his victim.
Oh, there's Lou Rawls. It keeps going.
Yeah. Rerun.
Uh-huh. Rerun. Rerun.
Hey, don't mess with
Fred Barry.
He died of natural causes at 40.
Very black rerun.
Yeah. Seven.
Put him on a chunky.
Rick James. Oh, look out.
Yeah, look out. See?
I got a sense. Rachel, if you had your favorite black person, who would that be?
I don't know any.
David Allen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's from Canada.
Hey,
now.
There you go.
The black people in Canada, they look hard until you get up on them. You know, you're like, hey, man, what's up? Well, how are you doing, eh? I've been in Toronto well nigh on seven years. I'm like, wow, okay. What's your name, Winston?
Yeah. We don't talk like that.
Yeah, you do.
The blacks do over there.
Hey, I got a bit of a problem with you, right?
This is getting uncomfortable and ugly. We have to break. Reverend Lionel Finger, I think you're on to something here.
Hey, I appreciate it. And I just want to say also with St. Patrick's Day here that, you know, Irish people should not be afraid to make out with, you know, if a black man approaches them to make out with them. They should not turn away from that. We're just trying to bring people together with equality.
Why are you moving over to me, man?
I'm just saying.
David Allen Greer at the Irvine Improv. Absolutely. I knew that would shut him up. Tonight through Sunday.
So you're going to have a special guest tonight coming?
Improv.com is where you go. See David. See Dag. See my main man.
Daggeroni, baby.
Thank you, Daggeroni. Thank you, Reverend. A lot of food for thought here.
Well, a lot of food.
We'll digest it while I'm passing Harriet Tubman.
Oh!
We'll take a break. We'll be back with news and sports after this.
And now it's time for free advice from James Lights Out Tony.
Dear James Lights Out Tony, I weigh 327 pounds, I'm 5 feet 11 inches tall, and I carry it better than most. I'm trying to diet to improve my health, but I crave sweets. My boss insists on putting a candy dish right above my computer monitor, directly in front of me. I have tried moving it out of my range of vision, but he moves it back again. I have talked to him about it, and he just laughed. I need my job and can't afford to lose it. Do you have a clever way I can get the point across? Constantly tempted in Canton, Ohio.
Dear Tempted, the real problem isn't your boss. It's your compulsive eating. But it appears your boss has a sadistic sense of humor. On lunch breaks, in your other break time, get out of the office and walk. Also, use not touching the candy as a way of showing the man who's the boss.
Free advice from James Lights Out Tony.
I'm slowly falling in love with that man. James Lights Out Tony is going to be fighting Haseem Rahman, by the way, in Atlantic City on Saturday. We wish him well. Road Rage Eddie is over at Tom Bergen's. We checked in with him earlier in the show. He's going to do a little field corresponding for us here on St. Paddy's Day. Tom Bergen's is a pub just down the street. Ozzy went and joined him. I'm sure Ozzy's in
full
effect.
I'm on my way there as soon as the show's over.
Let me get another grasshopper.
Road rage.
Grasshopper.
Road rage.
Grasshopper. Hey,
Adam, how are you?
Hey, Ozzy, Adam, I just ordered a grasshopper because I like those old-fashioned drinks, you know, where you have the placemats at the diners and they have those stupid drinks.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm still angry, Adam, but I feel a little happier. I like this holiday, you know?
Yeah, you're getting drunk, yeah.
Well, it's great. You know, some of the women, you know, and let me tell you a couple of things that happened. A woman brought in a pit bull dyed green. So how can I be angry at that? And she's one of those, you know, she's one of those people who wants to be known as quirky. She walks around with the pit bull hoping to get talked to. And now some of these divorcees at the bar, Adam, some of these divorcees are starting to look at me.
Yeah. I used to do that with a ferret down on the boardwalk to try to get laid in my earlier days.
Yeah. She had a bit, and then I talked to this guy. I got to tell you this before I give you Ozzy. I talked to this guy who was on his way to jury duty, and he said he was having a drink before jury duty. And I said, what's the case about? And he said, it's about a DUI. I kid you not.
That is genius. That's smart. You know, people make all sorts of stories to get out of
what's
doing.
On, hey. Baby?
Oh, Ozzy.
Baby.
Yeah.
Adam.
How are you, Ozzy? How are you,
hey,
buddy? Hey.
What's up, man? I ain't in the house of Irish coffee, man.
You're drinking Irish coffee.
He's in the house of Irish coffee.
The celebration, you know, the St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
All people here, you know, it's crazy drinking. Salt, you know, a lot, man. I don't know what to say, you know, but I see, you know, a lot of people very happy, man.
Yeah. Well, that's good. What have you been drinking, Ozzy?
I drink, you know, Hunter beer, you know, and Irish coffee.
How many beers have you had?
Four and two Irish coffee.
Okay. He's been there for 45 minutes.
No, you've had six drinks and you've been there. You got there after 8 in the morning.
Yeah, you know, but I need to make a base, you know. I don't have nothing in my stomach, you know.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised, you know, the celebration this day, man.
Right. All right, buddy.
Getting into the spirit.
By the way, how could you have nothing in your stomach? Because I saw you eating the entire morning through the glass here in the kitchen.
Yeah, you know, but I eat it all, you know, bagel. You know, bagel with a green, you know, sour cream, you know.
Yeah.
I take it, you know, make it, you know, nothing in my stomach.
Right.
You know, I need
he normally eats. Ozzy usually eats a barbecue chicken every morning. We just had the one bagel with the green cheese.
Is that made nasty on his stomach?
Something solid.
All right. You want to get something solid. All right. What's your next drink, Ozzy?
I think so, you know, I sure, you know, Amstel beer, man.
What kind of beer?
Amstel.
Amstel.
Amstel Light.
Amstel Light. Well, that's the beer to drink on St. Patty's Day.
The same you have in your freeze, you know, in the garage.
Yes. Thank you, Ozzy.
But no, in the garage is free. I need to pay.
Thank you. I'm sorry. We'll reimburse you.
Okay.
All right. Give our love to Road Rage.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Here's the thing. I know I bring it up every time Ozzy comes on the show. My name is Adam. The name of the beer is Amstel. It's not hamster beer. They don't call it hamster beer in Nicaragua, do they? I mean, is that how it works? I mean, here's what I'm saying. The international superstar soccer player, Pele. Is he called hamster in his own country? Does he have a different name or is it just Pele? Do you know what I mean? I really can't figure it out. I know it sounds xenophobic, but Amstel, that's the name of the beer.
Alan, and it's stop complaining, Alan.
Oh, how dare
it's extra
you,
weird too because in Spanish they don't even say H. So now he's added an H, Hamstel. It's a very weird decision.
Well, to be fair to him, it's hamster beer.
Hamster.
According to him. But it's a name. How can you screw the names up? They're not, it's, you know, I understand you have different names for, you know, different, this means hat, this means river, but a name is a name. All right. I don't know. Maybe it's years of being called out.
What's in a name?
Evidently nothing, according to Ozzy. Speaking of names, Rachel Perry now is going to do her news.
It's day two of Operation Swarmer.
Yeah.
Swarmer.
Yeah. It really sounds like something that comes out of a Middle Eastern restaurant off one of those vertical gyros, you know? Hey, take this swarmer. I'm going to go Baba Ganoush. Eat swarmer. It's good. All right, but easy on the yogurt sauce, okay? Swarmer.
This is so weird. It's terrible, but one man was killed and another person was seriously injured as someone opened fire in an Anaheim Denny's early this morning. This is the third Denny's shooting in Southern California in as many days.
Wait a minute. There was two people killed a few days ago.
Yeah.
And now one person dead this morning.
Yeah. But all in different Denny's.
Yeah.
By different people.
Well, the good news is there's nobody under 70 that eats there. I mean, if there is a silver lining, everyone that gets killed is in their 70s and 80s over there.
So they're ready to
go. Look, I don't want to seem insensitive, but I did notice that the age of the two poor people that were shot at the first one a few days ago were like 70-something and 70-something. So it made me feel better. I mean, there's a difference. You hear some 18-year-old getting shot, you go, it's right at the crest of life here. 70-something. Sad.
But
better. Than 21.
I like like how you can make good of a bad situation, Adam, and that's what you do.
I'm not being insensitive.
No, that's what you do. You make good of a bad.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson didn't pay his bills, so now Neverland Ranch closed for good. And it's weird because I heard this ad on the way to work this morning.
Come on down to the Neverland Ranch blowout sale. After 20 years, the ranch is shutting its gate and everything must go. We've got amusement rides,
cotton candy carts,
and model trains,
life-size Macaulay Culkin cutouts,
the bones of the Elephant Man,
autographs of Manuel Lewis underpants,
the music of the Beatles,
Boy Scout uniforms by the pound.
And for a limited time, buy one giraffe, get the second one free.
Free.
Get to Santeria for the Neverland Ranch blowout sale.
To pass appeals like this, you'd have to be so crazy that you live with a monkey, wear one white glove, get multiple nose jobs, and have a complete Peter Pan syndrome. Okay, bad example.
But come on down. You can't beat it.
I don't want to miss out on that. Do you mind? I got to go.
You want to get in there.
Yeah. I want to get one of those life-size Macaulay Culkin cutouts.
I want to buy a few pounds of Boy Scout uniform. I do miss those commercials. I always miss them when they're talking about the Guitar Center. Drumsticks, a penny. A Zildjian drum kit, regular, $17,000, now $28. You know, like that kind of stuff always makes me want to start a band when they're giving away that stuff, and it's so cheap. Yeah.
In really sad news, Carmen Electra and Dave Navarro, apparently Life and Style is reporting that they're splitting up. And, you know, that...
The nation mourns.
I get really bummed out about that stuff. I hate it.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed these two wouldn't have made it?
Yeah. He's a nice guy and she's sweet. But on the other hand, ladies, I know you're into the rock stars, but this is what happens. You know what I mean? Oh, you always hear him say, I just want a sweet guy, I just want a nice guy. And then you marry Beelzebub over here. You know, with the eyeliner and the tattoos and all that stuff. You get a regular guy. Mm. It'll last forever.
I don't know. I think they should stay together.
I think they
need to work it out. And also, Tommy Lee is apparently going to be the one that's doing the new rock star on CBS. You know, the TV
show? Speaking of Dave Navarro, the greatest show there was last year, The Rock Star in Excess.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be Tommy Lee with Jason Newsted and Gilby Clark, formerly of Guns N' Roses, and they're going to have this new band called Supernova, and they're looking for a singer, and they're going to do it on television.
Tommy Lee is the nicest guy in the world.
Such a character.
Silky sweet.
And well, Carmen Electra's next bedmate.
Sugary sweet.
Maybe if you
sweet.
Had a giant penis, you would be much nicer, too.
Well, who's... Oh, yeah, I guess I don't. I was going to argue.
What do you have to not be nice about when you're Tommy
true.
Lee?
That's true. Yeah, you live in Malibu, you have like a Starbucks in your living room, you have a huge penis and you don't work, and people pay you to make TV shows about going to college and screwing around. It's true, he should be in a good mood, and he is, but he's been starting a band since he broke up with his old band.
Well,
18 years ago.
He's had a couple solo albums came out. His last solo album had a single that did really well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he's a charming, charming guy. Like, people want to like him.
It's weird because he has a huge schwanz. He's covered with tattoos and women just want to baby him. It's a weird thing. It's like, look at him. Oh, he's just like a little lamb and who's lost his way. I want to take him in and love him. Meanwhile, he's just covered with demonic tattoos and has a huge log between his legs. It's a weird thing. Hmm. All right.
Yeah. All right.
What are you going to do? Hey, the more you know. That's what I like to say.
New movie's coming out this weekend. She's the Man with Amanda Bynes and V for Vendetta.
Have they not made 150 of those She's the Man movies?
Just One of the Guys can't be beat. It's the gold standard of the girl who dresses up and pretends to be a guy.
I've often said that.
That's right.
My point is they don't, it can't. I mean, here's the thing with the movie ideas. It just seems like you have to stop ripping off movies that have been done before you, right? It's
well,
one thing
is,
if you remake them. Is it a remake?
Well, of a Shakespearean play. I mean,
yeah, but
Shakespeare, Schmakespeare, Just One of the Guys, starring Billy Zabka. Bad guy. That's Johnny from Cobra Kai, the star
student.
You
just like to say the name Zabka.
So?
V for Vendetta with Queen Amidala is also coming out this weekend.
I can't wait for that. That looks good.
It looks awesome. It really, that looks like one of the coolest movies that's going to come out this year.
Can't wait to hear Ozzy's review on that.
I want to see the Poseidon Adventure. That's what I'm waiting for. I want to see something. I'm just tired of all the Capotes and the Brokeback Mountains. Enough of the art. Blow something up, for Christ's sake.
That's what this V for Vendetta
looks
like.
That's right. Yeah. I'm a mental midget. I admit it. Let's go. Blow up.
All right. And last night, American Inventor premiered, and people just brought out all sorts of weird crap that they wanted to, that they thought everybody in the world needed, like this guy, who, I'm just going to let you him explain it.
All right.
What do you do when you desperately need to do number one, but there are no bathrooms available? This is how it works. I take my buddy out of the bag, unfold it, I open it up, I wear it, I'm ready. And as you can see, you can't see anything because I am completely covered. And then I relieve myself into the bag.
Yeah, I saw that guy. It was horrible. First off, don't anything with the name Buddy. Whatever, bathroom buddy, car buddy, anything with buddy at the end of it's going to blow. And then secondly, he showed this weird little hopper for the ladies. Like, how do the ladies use it? He had this sort of funnel-like apparatus that women were supposed to use. He seemed clearly disturbed and insane.
They make things like that, actually, for women, though, so they can go number one while they're hunting. Because if women pee, you know,
really?
the pee scent, like I think when hunting, it distracts animals or whatever.
Interesting.
So they do make things like that that you can get, like, on eBay or on the internet.
This is Simon Cowell's new show, right?
Yeah, but he's not on it. He's just a producer.
All right, so then Randy Jackson's not on it. And that stupid dog pound of his that he always is barking to that he stole from Arsenio Hall. I think that's lousy. How say you, Fish Tank? Thank you.
Before I go, I have one more limerick.
Mm-hmm.
Why the heck not?
Yeah.
There once was a guy who liked beer. With Adam, he acts like a queer.
Uh-oh.
He's going bald. Hey, Dave, your mom called and said you wet your bed till last year.
Wow.
I'm Rachel Perry. That's the news for now.
How say you? I, by the way...
It's time.
Hold on. Stop. Now I'm going to hell because the guy who was killed in Denny's is 37 years old. Of course, he'd be in his 30s after I made my announcement of only old folks eating there. All right. So I'll see you guys in hell.
No more blanket statements from you, Adam.
I'm done.
Right. I'm done, too.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to some of Irish America's finest athletes, Shaquille O'Neal, Bob McAdoo, Willie McGee. The list goes on and on. Yesterday, the first day of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, McGinnis, I think, too.
Yes. We could spend the next several hours. There were upsets, near upsets, buzzer beaters. The Pac-10's two best teams happily experienced no such trouble. UCLA over Belmont, Washington over Utah State. San Diego State comes up just short against the Indiana Hoosiers. And Gonzaga snuck past Xavier. NBA, Seattle, and Golden State winners. World Baseball Classic. The U.S. I feel like I should whisper this because this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
We lost to Mexico. We're out of it. We're not one of the four best teams in the world. Nay, we're not one of the four. We're not one of the two best teams in North America. Canada and Mexico whipped us at baseball.
This is why baseball's not a real sport.
Dark, dark days.
Yeah. This is why nobody cares about baseball.
That's right. No one goes to those ballparks.
Nah, it's not a real sport.
All right. NHL, San Jose Sharks won last night, and he did it again. The best name in pro sports, Jonathan Chichu.
Chichu.
Is that the best name in sports? How say you, Fish Tank? Thank you. Listen, this guy's fantastic, and I just found out he's like an onion. The more you peel away the layers, the better he gets. Chichu is from Moose Factory, Ontario.
Wow.
Fantastic. And his favorite food, Chipotle.
Wow.
I don't know about that last part.
You're like an onion. I cry every time you do sports.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, and you stink.
Oh, I have one more limerick.
Uh-oh.
I have another limerick to go.
Oh,
here.
There's more limericks.
Yes, I'll share it now, as a matter of fact.
All right.
There once was a girl named Perry. Pretty, but without makeup, she's scary.
Wow.
If you fill her with booze, she'll show you her coos. At least that's what Carson Daly told me.
Oh. Below the belt, literally.
Literally, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Mike, do you have one, by the way? I hear you have a limerick yourself.
Yes, this is for phone screener Brian.
Mm.
I'll tell you of phone screener Brian. When people see him, they start crying.
He's totally bald. His career is stalled. Anyone who says they like him is lying.
Wow. It was good, except for the part where he had a career to stall.
I do.
You know, it's like when a car stalled, it suggests it was moving at one point.
Okay, how about Angie? I got Angie.
Producer Angie, go ahead.
I'll tell you of Angie the producer. When she's drunk, even Tad could seduce her. She works under Jim, but she can't stand him. She hates to work for that loser.
Whoa. I like that one because it started off focusing its vitriol toward Angie and then ended up the nice knee to the groin of Brusca.
Wait a second. I got one of Mike then.
Wow.
There once was a guy named Mike. Strange and creepy and no one really likes. He has a beard, acts really weird, and is scared to death of his wife and Kimmel. That was good, pretty good. Hey, that wasn't written by you, bro.
Of course it was.
Cheat true.
That's a shocker, too.
Nice.
All right, I'm through.
All right.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right, we are going to take ourselves a little break. Adam De La Pena, mijo, as I know him.
Your dear old friend.
My old
Your
friend,
apprentice
Adam.
At the Man Show. You were his sensei.
That's right.
His Sherpa.
That's right. He studied at the hem of my garment for many years, and now he's turned into a big
star. You worked Hollywood heaven.
You worked with him on the Gary Busey show on Comedy Central, right?
I did. I think we've now covered his career. He doesn't have to come in here even now.
All right, that's enough.
Thanks for stopping by.
I'm going to thank Adam David Payne for coming by. We'll get into it with him. Def Frat Guy is also calling. He's on his way to spring break. I think he's heading to Havasu.
It's been a long, strange trip for him.
Yeah, he was in Cabo, then he got arrested, then he took a bus to the border, and then, like, Chipmunk's uncle was going to pick him up and drive him through to Havasu.
Something like that.
We'll work it out with him. All that coming up.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Remember, he loves you, too.
All right. Yeah? We got something? Oh, Maverick. Yeah.
Can't hear much, but he can still drink beer and party every day. Well, he likes chicks, sorority girls are always ready to play. Well, Moose gets Woody at the drop of a hat, but he says that he ain't bi. Just a fifth-year senior living it up, hearing loss ain't a crime. He's a deaf rat guy.
Maverick.
Deaf rat guy.
Chick.
Deaf rat guy.
Maverick.
Deaf rat guy.
All right, Def Frat Guy, who's going to be calling in from a spring break. But first, I'm delighted to bring a dear, dear, dear friend and my favorite comedian.
A prodigy. Mexican prodigy.
He really is. If I were Mexican, I would be Adam De La Pena. Good to see you, mijo.
That is the best endorsement I've ever had in all my life.
Thank you. World's widest Mexican. Well, we should take a picture. We have Jerron, the world's widest black, and we have Adam De La Pena, the world's widest Mexican in studio together at once. Adam, I met over at the Man Show. I think you got the gig started over maybe season three.
Same as me.
Junior. Yeah. Started as a junior writer.
Right.
And the reason he got the gig is we used to love to do. You should all get to the place in life where you get to sort of interview people. There's nothing better. They come into the room. They're a bundle of nerves. You don't even look up. You just keep eating your sandwich. You grunt. Hey, this is Adam De La Pena. This is Adam. You don't even look up. You just keep eating. And you know they're nervous and you just F with them nonstop. But Adam came in wearing a Hawaiian shirt that he sewed himself.
Right. And I was a little confused because I never had a meeting like that before. So I was like, I don't know what to do. So I think I took the bus and I was like a little late too.
You took the bus there. We asked you about your shirt.
Well, I took the bus, of course, because in spite of the fact that he was 25 or so at the time.
Right.
And I think to this day still doesn't have a driver's license.
I don't have a driver's license. I haven't put it together yet.
Yes, I said hi to his beautiful wife. And I thought, how nice of you to come down and support your... Oh, yes, you had to drive his ass here.
Wife/driver.
Yes. Right. Right. So, mijo came in. He promised to sew me and Jimmy a custom Hawaiian style shirt, which he delivered, I wear proudly. Yes. And that was all. We used to have two things. We have to do, like, can you sew a shirt and how's your softball game? We hired one guy who said he had a cannon for a right arm. He wasn't funny. We didn't like him. He wasn't good at anything. But we hired him because he said he had a cannon for a right arm and we wanted to play softball with him. And at the end of the year, after an entire year of him not writing a goddamn joke, we turned out he had no right arm. Remember that? Remember Rat?
Yep.
Yeah. Painful.
Don't mention his name.
De La Pena. And then so De La Pena became my writing partner.
Yes.
My my assistant. I can't type or spell.
I was your Danny LaRusso.
That's right. I used to go upstairs and go into his office and lie down on his floor and crap out jokes while he feverishly misspelled them on his word processor.
And Jimmy would yell at me.
Yeah.
De La Pena, how do you spell high as an altitude? H-I-G-H? Then why do you keep spelling H-I?
Yeah.
Shorter.
That's right.
Shorter.
To the point. And let's get to the point. De La Pena, who is now taking this whole man show thing and just turned it into a cottage industry, doing cartoons, doing voices. He does a voice of the racist Frankenstein on Minority Team,
right,
which is coming to the Adult Swim on Cartoon Network. This Adult Swim thing, which didn't seem to exist before they started rerunning the Family Guys 2-3 years ago, is all of a sudden turned into something huge. I see billboards everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's like one of the biggest networks now. And if you like cartoons, mm-hmm. it's definitely the one to watch.
And this one, Minority Team, is fantastic. I've seen the pilot. It's fantastic. But tell the premise of it.
Basically, there's these superheroes that embrace racism to fight racism. So you have Fasto, who's the black guy. He runs really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Really fast. And then my favorite character, of course, El Jefe. He's a Mexican guy. He has the Leaf Blower 3000. The most deadly weapon in all the universe.
Sure.
Yeah. The suction power is so great, it can rip a hole in space and time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to look forward to this.
Powered by a jalapeno pepper.
This debuts, by the way, Sunday at midnight. This Sunday.
Yeah.
Coming up this Sunday
on the midnight.
Cartoon Network Adult Swim. The thing I miss, actually, with Adam, and as I know him as Mijo, is remember I used to do my bit, my three Mijos?
Who could
three
forget
Mijos?
It? Haunting.
Sure. Yeah, I used to do a haunting Mijo. It always delighted all the writers because I didn't like the work. I guess you guys learned that over at the Man Show. And as it turns out, no one we hired liked the work either.
It's a perfect fit.
I guess
made in heaven.
Again, based on your softball skills and your Hawaiian
shirt. In that regard,
shirt.
La Pena stood out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, actually.
Let me work. I want to create shows and go on to be successful.
Right. No,
jerk.
Nobody else liked the work over there. So I didn't like the work either. So I would go upstairs to the writer's rooms and gather everyone in the main room. And I would do my Mijo skit for them. Now, I don't know if it'll translate exactly over the radio, but it was basically my young son Mijo. Who was I? Your mother?
Yes, you're my mother. You were out on a day shopping.
I was out shopping. Mm-hmm. I was at one of those big markets. It used to be Vons. Now they call it John's.
Yeah, John's. Yeah.
How lazy can you get, by the way? But the point is I was over at John's and I was buying a lot of cornmeal and cactus pulp or whatever you guys buy over there.
Blonde.
Lots of ears.
Blonde.
Lots of parts off pigs that no one, white people don't want to eat. And I bought a bunch of that. And I was, a lot of flan.
Yeah, flan.
Truckload of flan. And I was coming home and I come home to the house. And so there's three Mijos. And at the end, now I don't know if we give it away, the end is the Mijo where I find out that he's hung himself, that he's hanged himself in his room. First one is just Mijo coming home.
Right. Happy to see the boy after
up
a
the driveway.
Right.
Coming up the driveway. See his donkey's parked in the driveway. Know he's home. Come up in the driveway. That's not racist. Come up the driveway. Open the door. Handful of groceries. Mijo! That's the I'm home. Mijo. Mijo!
Excited.
Excited, but the house is dark. TV's not on. The eerie feeling comes over me. Now I head up the stairs. And it's only a one-story house. That's the confusion. I head up the stairs, and now I'm a little bit confused. Here comes the second Mijo. Mijo? It's a little...
Where is it?
A little hesitation in the Mijo now.
This is unusual.
What's going on? Yeah, the lights aren't on. The street lights are on outside. Now, as I open the bedroom door and I see him, his lifeless body swinging from the rafters. He's hung himself.
Hanged himself.
Yes. Hanged himself with autoerotic asphyxiation. No doubt. I've added that.
Gary, that's a twist.
That's right. Belt around the neck, pants around the ankle. Unclear whether they fell down because you removed the belt or... It was autoerotic asphyxiation. Anyway, now as I burst through the door and see the body, now the third and most powerful Mijo comes in. I'm going to back off the mic so I don't crack your windshields here. Comes through. He sees Mijo! And scene. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
You added to that, though. There was also the open casket.
Oh, yeah, then there was the open casket.
That
we pulled his pants
too.
Up and we gave him an open casket burial. And that was where I placed my hand on his chest and I say one last time in a trembling voice. Mijo. And they bury him. Thank you.
Man, when I die and you really do that, that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great, the four Mijos.
Yeah, my parents will be like, what was that guy doing just yelling Mijo?
Yes, and I'm his mom, yay-hole. That's you. All right, Mijo is in studio. Adam De La Pena, we know him as, he's got the Minor team coming up on
it's
the
also
Adult
a fun
Swim.
Thing later, maybe we could talk about if we have time. He left you. And mm-hmm. and found a mistress named Gary Busey
that's
who
right.
took him under his wing.
Dark mistress. Oh, my God. That's yes. right. I've so yes. wrapped up my own Mijos. Yes. Also, a deaf frat guy we set up with the TDD device. It's a device you can use on the phone for the hearing impaired. Deaf frat guy?
What's up, bro?
Where are you now, deaf frat guy?
Getting my groove on Lake Havasu, bro.
Oh, you're out of Havasu.
I don't want to say this. F Mexico, dude.
Wow. He was just sorry, Mijo. He got back from Cabo. They were partying over there.
Oh, okay.
And what happened was his moose was throwing beer bottles off the balcony right. into the pool. They got pinched. They got thrown in the pokey. They had to sell their home, the tickets home, their plane tickets home to get out of the joint. Then it was like a 36-hour bus ride had to take just to get to San Diego. Sorry, deaf rat guy.
Dude, you're a freak. I'm having a good time here, but sometimes I get a little bummed out about my hearing.
Right. No, I understand.
I may never be allowed in Mexico again. I'll find out at the hearing.
All right, so you have to go back for the hearing.
Oh, that hearing he's bummed out about.
Oh, that hearing. Oh, ironically. Oh, yeah, weird. Sad. Yeah. You know, if I had a hearing in Mexico, I would probably just not go back. Mm. You know what I mean? I'd say, come find me. I'll be here in the States. That's right.
Bad things could happen to you if you went back.
Yeah. I'm going to go chain myself to the Statue of Liberty. You guys come find me. All right. So, deaf rat guy, you guys are up at Havasu now. Did you get a houseboat or what's going on?
Dude, hell yeah. But, dude, if Moose doesn't stop grabbing people's nuts... Dude, we're going to get thrown out of here. One day, I keep telling him, he's going to grab the wrong guy's nuts.
Right. I know.
His homosexuality isn't so latent anymore, is it? He's now actually grabbing testicles.
Well, it started out he got wood by watching Ice Dancing, right. And now he's grabbing guys' nuts.
It's just Moose being Moose.
And how the rest of the guys doing over there?
Mike F. is a little bummed out. Final master, but last night he lost in his sixth round to an Alpha Delta 5 from ASU.
Wow.
final master.
he does beer bongs, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but this little Japanese guy could funnel 8 beers without even burping.
Wow. So he's killed by, was it Sammy who was over at ASU? Well, the point is he thought. All right, he thought he was the funnel master until he met his match yesterday. And how about Poochie? How's he doing?
Dude, guess of all the dudes who got laid last night, guess who got laid? Poochie.
Wow,
what else is new?
Right.
Dude, it's like chicks. Dude, it's not Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter is like 6'3". Poochie is 5'2 with
heels
on.
Right. But he looks like a Derek Jeter. I think that's why he gets the ladies.
He looks cool. I mean, I'll give him that.
All right. So what's the plan, by the way? You guys just going to party there in Havasu for a little while longer before you head back to the teak house?
For St. Patty's Day, we're going to race here on the lake, do some cliff diving. People look like they're dancing.
All right. All right. Thank you, deaf frat guy. We appreciate it.
Woo!
Okay.
Wow.
Unbridled enthusiasm.
He's having fun.
Well, that's Maverick. We, you know him as Jason, the deaf frat guy, so he's out in Havasu having a good time. De La Pena? Mijo,
yeah.
Hang out. We're going to take a break.
All right.
Minority Team, name of the show on the Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, debuting this Sunday, midnight. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Minority Team, Dr. Wang, Jukano, El Jefe, Nonstop, and Pasto, dedicated to defeating the White Shadow and his evil minions.
With Minority Team gone, the sky is the limit.
Minority Team, starting March 19th. On Adult Swim.
Yeah! Minority Team. Adam De La Pena, the voice behind the racist Frankenstein and also the mind behind Minority Team.
It's fantastic.
Creator and writer.
Yeah.
Debuts this Sunday, by the way, midnight on Cartoon Network. Yes.
I should also say that two of my good friends, Peter Girardi and Todd James, are also creators of the show. They worked on Crank Anchors. These guys, you guys know them. They're great.
Sure.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah, awesome.
I want to thank Miller Lite, by the way, today for bringing us all sorts of beautiful libations, including Miller Lite, of course. We all got drunk off of. Actually, I'm the only one, once again, who's sober in this goddamn studio. All right, so Ozzy's here. Speaking of drunk, Ozzy?
A little, man.
Yeah, you're loaded. And by the way, I co-signed for your truck, so you're not driving it home. You guys are laughing? Well, I mean, I get a call from Galpin Ford every 3 weeks. They want their money.
Hey, not remember me, man.
Yeah, come on.
Big team.
Yes or no, did I co-sign for your pickup truck?
Same way, you know.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's a yes. Same way.
Same way. Makes sense to me.
Is that an answer?
Mijo, I know you don't drive, but when you need a pickup truck, call me. I'll co-sign for it. That's my job.
Nice.
All right. Set you up over at Galpin.
Like the Bank of Mexico for me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Road Rage, Eddie, how say you?
I'm good, Adam. You know, I felt more mellow coming over here in the car this time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just felt better. I felt better coming into the car.
A couple of grasshoppers sort of smoothed out the bumps for you.
And a Brandy Alexander and a slow gin fizz.
Nice.
Yeah, they were all on the placemat, Adam.
Wow. You just sucked it all off of
there.
You sucked that tray dry.
Yeah. Borracho, they say not to mix, but...
Borracho guy.
Yeah. Are we allowed to say that?
He loves Crash, the movie.
Yeah, I know.
I'm disappointed. I was hoping that Ozzy, when he got loaded, spoke with perfect articulation.
Yes.
It's a disappointment.
Yes. I was hoping he sounded like Alistair Cook when he got loaded.
A little better.
All right. All right, Ozzy. Pay your truck bill so I don't have to get that call. I want to thank now the people who helped us make today's show. Tommy Tiernan, I should say, is going to be appearing at the McGowan Little Theater in UCLA right now through April 2nd. Adam, Mijo, De La Pena, of the mountain. And when you see this man in person, you'll realize why he's named of the mountain.
Thank you.
That's right. The mountain was covered in sweatpants and stretch marks. It would be of the mountain. De La Pena, looking good. Mazel tov to you, my Mexican friend.
Minority Dynamite Show.
Thanks very much.
Sunday night, Cartoon Network, midnight. David Allen Greer, my main man at the Irvine Improv. Tonight through Sunday. And, Fergal Murray for calling in. He's the Guinness Brewmaster. Road Rage Eddie, of course. Nice job.
Thanks.
Have someone drive you home. Ozzy.
I'm here.
All right, buddy. I want you to stay here in the studio. We'll talk to you Monday morning when you're sober.
Okay.
And, of course, Deaf Rat Guy and our good friends over at Miller Lite. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.